It's like, it's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're gonna have to, you know, turn this in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Obi and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
You gotta screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible. 1027.
WNEW.
It's the Obi and Anthony show. This is 1027 WNEW. 212-757-1027 if you have anything. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
All right.
Listen, you guys better rip up Bob Shannon up on 101.
Why?
Because he was just ripping you guys up. I was flipping through the stations while you guys were on break.
Yeah.
And he said that they were going to tell you the newspaper that they just cloned them two monkeys.
Uh-huh.
He says now that you got, now they have somebody to take you, your guys' place, you guys should take a break.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Everybody's talking about the Opie and Anthony show. Yeah,
we don't mind.
We don't care. Keep talking.
All right, guys. Later.
On thank you.
CBS?
CBS taking jabs at us?
Yep.
Isn't that that's oldies, right?
That's the elephant graveyard.
Yeah.
That's where like the old that's where the old jocks go to die. Hello, love. CBS now, we must be getting popular. CBS is now taking shots at us. Donald, what's up?
How could they even do that? Isn't that just the music station? Don't they have, like, strict rules?
Who knows?
You know, you're supposed to just seg the songs, shut up, maybe talk about how cold it is out, and go to the next Sherelle's song or something.
You have to go around the corner.
Hey, Donald, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was just listening to CBS. My uncle had it on. He said that they cloned twin monkeys.
Yeah.
And he said Opie and Anthony can take a vacation now.
Keep talking about
that's
us.
Pretty funny, though.
I can't believe it. You guys are great, man.
Thank you.
You got to give him something, because that's a pretty funny line, though.
It's a funny line, but if you're going to try to, like, get to us, you got to come up with something a little bit more than that. CBS FM! Hello!
They cloned a couple of monkeys.
Hey, get
looks like Opie and Anthony could be taking a vacation.
Hey, get some CBS music. We'll do it how they did it, probably in between
talk
records, because they only get, like, 15 seconds to do their shtick, Anthony, you know?
Yeah, let's see if we can talk it up like they do over there. I wish we had the echo. We need the massive echo chamber.
Oh, where it sounds like you're, like, playing basketball in the gym and doing a radio show at the same time?
Yeah, you're on a basketball court, it sounds like.
All right.
Wow.
Hello, love!
We don't have that, though. I don't know why they do that.
God, we must be pissing off just everybody in this business.
Well, our pals at the radio message board, the industry little dumping ground for all the people all weekend long. And today, once again, we're just the popular post.
All right, Ant, you want to be the CBS FM DJ?
What song is it?
Dissing us, Joy to the World.
Oh, yeah?
Guess though, you have to do it right up to the post, Anthony.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, CBS FM, it's Harry Balls here.
Oh, this is a short intro.
Yeah, we need a...
I need a long intro.
We need a much longer intro than
I can't
that,
say
Rick.
Who I am, the station, and rag us.
Yeah, we gotta... How about a little,
Hey, Harry Balls here, CBS FM. You know, I'm reading they cloned a couple of monkeys and the music's coming in now.
We don't have enough time.
We got one?
Gotta have a long intro.
No, no, really. We need like 15 seconds.
Hey, everybody. Harry Snatch with you, CBS FM. I'm reading in the paper today that they cloned a couple of monkeys. Looks like Opie and Anthony gonna be able to take a vacation. The Hollies, blonde, cold woman in a black dress. This one taking you right back to September 1972.
Yeah, that's not bad, man. Bravo.
Didn't have any more to babble.
All right, well, you want to do like a little weather break? Do a quick weather break. You don't have much time here. Ready?
Hey, Harry Snatch with ya. Gonna be a little cold today. Make sure you put on your sweater. CBS FM.
Hey, girl, what you doing down?
Oh, you're gonna be freezing. Your testicles are gonna be sticking to your ass crack. I've lost my friggin' mind working here at CBS FM. Oh, how you doing, people? Remember, it's really cold outside, so put on a sweater or you'll end up brain damaged like Opie and Anthony. Look, I'm talking over the music. I'm going to get fired. Miss Tambourine Man. Miss Tambourine Man. I like the Shatner version better. CBS FM.
All right, you're getting better as we go along here.
this.
Oh, gypsy sluts and horse on CBS.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to be.
That's all they get to say, though. Like, that's pretty much the gig over there. You just got to do everything you've ever wanted to say in your life in like 3 seconds. You don't even get a chance there.
Oh, that one, you know. Here, try this one.
Hey, everybody. Harry Sack with you on CBS FM. You know, they called a couple of monkeys, and I can't talk about it because the music started. I wish I was over at Eddie W.
See, he had
they don't give a crap.
He had to pick the perfect song to do it.
Yeah.
I think this one would do it for you. Here you go. Hold on, man.
Hey, everybody. Harry Snatch with you. Coming up next, 9-year-old boys with no teeth. Next on CBS FM.
Hey! Oh. Yeah, you hit the post there, my brother.
That was the one.
Very impressed with that one. All right, wait, let's try this one. Remember the Cher song?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Hey, everybody, CBS FM. I like doing oral on my dog. It's the Cherokee people, CBS. CBS FM, incense and peppermint, strawberry alarm clock. I got my finger in my ass. CBS. These boots are made for walking or sticking in my butt crack. Nancy Sinatra, CBS FM.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Never close your eyes.
Jesus.
What a tool. Keep talking about us. We can care less.
That is a talent, though. You got to give him that.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Hello, everybody. Harry Snatch with you. Wooly bully, that's how I like my girls, with a big hairy gash. CBS FM. Hey, everybody. Dick oozing in ya. We're going to be happy together with the turtles. Uh-oh, I screwed up again. Hey, Dick is in ya here on CBS FM with the Monkees.
Wow, that was an easy one.
For someone else, but not for me. Hey, cream in your snatch here. On CBS FM, I like hairless 10-year-olds. On CBS FM. It's windy outside, isn't it? And pretty cold. Make sure you wear your sweater. I like catching hummers. I'm catching one right now under the console from Windy CBS.
I can get a job over there, right?
I think you can, man.
As long as you can goof on stupid stuff. You just got to say inane crap in between all the crappy music.
Hey, everybody. Harry Crotch with you. And,
I was just looking at the name of this song.
Well, it's a tricky job. I keep stepping on the words because I'm diddling myself. CBS.
That's some gig they got over there, though.
But if all you had to do was, like, during the music, plan out what you're going to say over the... and listen to the beginning of the song 20 times. Hey, the Osmond Brothers! You know, I'd like to anally rape the youngest one. CBS!
Five and the
Holy smoke.
Wow.
I'm dying over here.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
Too funny.
Hey, everyone. Dick inside you here at CBS-FM. Remember the NAMBLA convention this weekend. If you like the hairless little nutsacks, CBS.
I don't even care if people are kind of this funny, man. We can do this for another 5 hours.
Hey, everyone, saggy balls with you. You know, ever since I passed 60, my sack is like melted Turkish taffy. I gotta tell you, Agent Gravity, it's a bitch. CBSFM.
You hit the post there pretty good.
I tried. Stepped on a little bit.
Hey, everyone, it's your good pal, Phil McCracken. Over here, CBSFM, it's the association. This one taking you way back. Reminds me of the first time I had a man's unit in my face. CBS.
He went away, and you hung around.
Hey, shut up, bitch. I gotta talk over you.
How did you go after you? You said things that were
God damn.
My boyfriend's black.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, it's the Jackson 5. CBS FM. That's when he was a black man, as opposed to when he is now a white woman.
Even Earl's laughing. Earl, you got the echo?
I just hear static.
Hello, hello, hello? No, it doesn't work that good.
Damn, I wish we had that.
Oh, there it is.
All right, here
hey, whoa! Wait a minute! Very good. Now make it nice and loud for Andy.
Yeah! All right.
Hey, everyone. Quan Balls here. CBSFM. I'm here in the gymnasium. And I'm hoping to find a few underage girls to bang. CBS! I can't even hear the music on this echo.
Pass me the ball. I want to take a couple shots as we're in this gymnasium doing the radio show.
All right, let's play a game of horse.
Okay.
What a joke.
See, even Earl's laughing. We're all back together again.
It's CBS.
God damn.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. Ron Lundy. Hello, love. Harry Harrison. We're getting fired for this one.
All right, ready for another one?
We can't rag on the legends. Where's my echo, goddammit?
Where's the echo for the man?
Yeah, this will take you back 1972. Three Dog Night, black and white. Ho-ho! That's how I like them. Black. Yeah. I don't have anything funny to say that, Alfie.
That's all right.
I need a good song about, like, effing.
Hey, do that one. Track one, man. That's a hit. That's a CBSFM hit right there.
What, track one over there?
On this one.
Let me see.
Let me turn down your echo for a second.
I love the echo.
Hold on.
We might have to start using that here.
N-E-W.
John, what's up?
I tell you, I'm laughing so hard I'm about to have an angina. I know it's inside, but that puts me in the same age group as the DJs on CBS.
All right, very good. Thank you, John. Here comes John. All right, turn up Ant's Echo again. Here we go.
Where's my Echo? Hey, is this a live cut? Yeah. All right, everyone. Elton John on CBS, the Belly of the Jets. You know, on this Martin Luther King birthday, I'd like to say, I think the Klan has some good ideas. CBS FM.
Okay, hold on. This one's good. All right. Hold on. Okay.
Hey, everyone. Little Ava. It's the Look of Ocean. This one coming out August 1962. I'm Buster Hyman. CBS. I'd like to give her a Look of Ocean in the...
I know you get to like it, but give it a chance now. Come on, baby.
Andy, what's up?
You guys are kidding me. I was 17, and me and a guy next to me was obviously listening because he was laughing his ass off, too, almost hit each other on the highway.
Hey, is the echo coming through good?
Yeah. Kidding me?
All right.
Thank you, Ed.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Hey, everyone, it's Hey, Would You Blow Me here on CBS FM. This one, Billy Preston, going back to 1974. Nothing from nothing. You know, I think Adolf Hitler was a good guy. CBS.
Nothing from nothing, keep nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna keep me.
Well, he's gotta get his ideas in quick. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
What's up?
Do you guys think this actually is hysterical, huh?
Yes, we do.
You think this is really funny?
Yes. Our caller, Frank, you're on the air.
It's
Justin Sider.
I don't think it's funny. That, you know, CBS FM is a station that's responsible for bringing rock and roll to this city.
Ho-ho, Frank. Looks like Hitler missed a few. CBS.
It's not funny, man. It's just not funny.
It's not funny. You're saying it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not right, man. It's just not right.
Is my echo coming through? Because that's all that matters.
Your echo's coming through. You need a little bit more if you really want to know the truth.
All right, Frank.
What's the beef with that other station? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Why?
He doesn't understand it.
Why are you mocking on CBS FM?
And dedicated to him, we'll play Just a Little Understanding. Take you right back to 1962, Frank. We understand you. We're listening here at CBS FM.
What is the purpose of the echo at CBS FM?
CBS. It's to help enhance my voice so you can't tell I'm 101, just like our frequency. 101, CBS FM.
God damn.
Ron Lundy, CBS FM. How you doing, people? This one gonna bring back some memories of those black exploitation films.
What is this? The team to SWAT? Oh, I thought it was Chad.
I can talk through the whole thing because there's no words in this song. So I can talk it up right till the end. Hey, let's go touch some children. CBS. I bet Frank didn't like that one. Frank that just called in didn't like it because he's a child toucher. CBS. Hey, just stay with you here on CBS FM. Reminding everyone, do a public service announcement. Get those herpes vaccinations. Because you don't know who I'm going to be bagging. Oh, CBS!
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, Snoopy, wow! Boo-boo-boo!
More stupidity on the way!
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting. disgusting little man.
And Anthony.
What a douchebag.
Train Wreck Radio.
Game over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Frank Dildo here. This one's going to be taking you all the way back to 1974. It's David Essex, Rock On. And boy, I got a rock hard one here in my pants. Just thinking of passing by the junior high school earlier. CPSFM. Wow, yeah, here we go. Party like there's no tomorrow. It's Phil McCracken here at CBSFM. This one, the jam. Tequila. I like drinking a lot of tequila and sticking my member where it doesn't belong. Maybe next time I'll be your own keister. Let's go out and sip some young and handy. Come on, Lindsay. Yeah, Harry Sack here. It's Paul Anka. Lonely boy. I'm pretty lonely, too.
I'm just a lonely boy.
Uh-oh, I ran out of music there, hopefully. What would happen if that actually happened on CBS-FM? I just keep talking. I'm so lonely, I got blue balls. CBS.
I've got it.
Hey, Jim Sane with you here on CBS-FM. Reminding everyone, do a public service announcement. Get those herpes vaccinations. Because you don't know who I'm going to be bagging. Oh, CBS! Hey, it's Wake Up Little Susie, the Everly Brothers. I like them when they're asleep. I can bag them, they never know. It's CBS!
It never ends.
Maurice, what's up?
How's it going?
All right.
Miss Tambourine Man.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Tambourine Man.
Yeah.
What's up, Maurice?
Not too much.
All right.
Tell you, sounds just like CBS.
Okay. Thank you, Maurice.
What song are you going to have on next?
Okay, there goes Maurice. Artie, you're next on WNEW, actually.
How you doing, guys?
Right. WNEW, Artie, you're on.
I hated those guys when I used to listen to them as a kid. This is the funniest skit I have ever heard in my whole life.
We're going to get jobs over there at CBS-FM.
You guys are much better than those clowns that used to be over there, I'll tell you.
Hey, Bloody Anus here on CBS. And I want to remind everybody the NAMBLA convention this weekend. Don't forget, tight little supple buttocks. Sponsored by us here at CBS-FM. 9-year-old boys, not a hair on their sack.
Gio.
Yeah, man.
What's up, Gio?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's up? Make it fast.
Yeah, listen, I want to hear some Beach Boys. Can you hook me up with some Beach Boys, please?
Yeah, let's find some Beach Boys for
request.
Go on.
Can Harry Sack hook me up with some Beach Boys, please?
Harry Sack, Gio will hook you up with some Beach Boys.
All right, Harry, thanks, man.
Hey, Gio, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan, man.
Oh, wait, if I'm going to be in on this, I got to have an echo, too. Okay.
Gio from Manhattan.
I want to hear some Beach Boys.
Let's go surfing now, everybody.
Yeah.
Now come on, have some fun with me.
They talk too much.
Yeah, we need like an intro for Harry Sacks. In the meantime, we'll get to Gio's request in a second, but here's another one for everyone out there in Radio Land.
Hey, everybody. Claude Balls here. Frankie Avalon from 1959. Venus rides with penis. What I like having in my face. CBS.
If you will.
She sent a little girl for me to thrill.
Yeah, I like the line of that song.
I'm going to apply for this job over there at CBS.
Anthony, what's up?
Oh, guys, man. 5 o'clock on a Monday, you got bit of the week already. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm driving down Sunrise Highway. You're killing me, man.
No one else will play this 4 times this week.
All right. Guys, man, you're the best.
All right,
Edward.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Everyone, from 1958, the teddy bears to know him as CBS.
Well, now we're getting the request coming in here.
Great.
Andrew, what would you like to hear this afternoon?
Listen, Bloody Anus, could you play a little Three Dog Night for me?
Andrew wants to hear some... Where's my echo?
Oh, sorry.
Andrew wants to hear some Three Dog Night. I remember I had a Three Dog Night once. One on my face, another one I was banging, and the other one was licking me, you know where. CBS.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Andrew.
Make it easy.
Bye.
Yeah, this one, Dave, Baby Cortez. It's called The Happy Organ, this song. I have a happy organ in my pants. Just think, there it goes all over the console. CBS just had an accident.
Jesus Christ.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, the blood of three. There's a great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire, Jerry Lee Lewis. I have great balls of fire. I banged some pitch last night. I don't know what she had. CBS.
Rick's holding up fingers to me.
Bill, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, Opie Anthony?
All right.
How about an Ass Backwards Oldie from CBS FM?
Oh, a backwards oldie, huh?
How does the backwards oldie work?
Yeah.
Oh, you play something backwards and someone has to guess what it is?
That's it.
All right, we'll have to do that.
You guys are great.
The right. Backwards oldie.
All right, thank you.
The moldy oldie.
Mike, what's going on?
Dude.
Yeah.
I got a request. I want to hear some Stevie Wonder, and I want to know when the Cousin Brucey hour comes on. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Hey, Big Dick Gazinia here. The Crass 16 Candles. I love you so. Suck me, CBS. It never ends.
Oh, it doesn't.
Elvis Presley from 1957, all shook up. I'm shaking my member and leaving a stain on the seat. CBS.
It came in too soon.
Hey, Frank, what's
damn
up?
Elvis.
Guys, seriously, yeah. Come on. It's not funny anymore. Maybe the first 5 seconds it was funny.
No, we just drilled it into the ground, dude.
You're pissing me off because, you know, you're talking about a station that's been in this market for 40 years.
Yeah, so this station's been here even longer.
Yeah, well, exactly. Look what they're down to. Look what you guys are up to. There's a reason for that, man. Don't mess around with that stuff. The music.
We just wanted to see how long it would take someone to call up and say knock it off.
All right, thank you.
All right, Frank. And for you?
Can I have a request?
Yeah, here. This one's going out to you, Frank.
Okay.
Silhouettes, get a job, you loser, Frank. Frank's a child toucher, CBS.
It's not funny, man.
Frank says it's not funny. It's pissing him off. CBS. He's laughing. CBS.
Boy.
Frank's a homo. CBS.
Come on. We're just having fun.
We run out of music, I believe.
No.
I think Rick just can't make it stop.
One more.
Make it stop.
Make it stop.
Yeah, we gotta end up on an up note here. All right?
An up note?
All right.
Here we go.
Claude Balls here. This one going back to 1961. The Lion sleeps tonight. The Tokens. Lion wouldn't be sleeping if I were there. I'm into bestiality. I'll bag anything with a hole. CBS FM.
Brother.
So there you have it, CBS FM. They make fun of us with one lousy line, and we just did about an hour on them.
Yeah, thank you for giving us an hour of material. Oh. Rick, we're through. I got one more. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Know when to say when.
Scott, what's up?
Hey, guys, too funny. Listen, I just want to know two things. One, when did Tubby Tom start working for CBS? And two, where are you guys going to be working next week?
CBS!
All right, guys, take care.
All right, man.
Hey, everybody! Bloody Cash here. Saying, let's do the twist. Just twist my sack until I scream. CBS!
Yes, we're.
I think Chubby was a fag. CBS.
I got a chubby in my pants. Well, okay.
Hey, Bill, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys rock. I just want to say that you guys always amuse me when I'm in the car. And greatest thing ever.
Thanks. It's a nice byproduct of just amusing ourselves, because I think that's all we do in here. If it happens to amuse someone out there, hey, fine.
Oh, listen, I turned all my friends on to listening to you. It's the greatest thing in the world. We think you guys rock. I got to tell you, though, I've been waiting for years for somebody to go off on CBS FM. My father has tortured me forever with that damn station.
That's the father station, man, when you're in the car. It's, oh, God, Dad, CBS.
Continually. all right. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys rock. Keep it up.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God, that was fun.
Dudes with tunes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027 WNEW.
What? Where are we?
Hey, dude, man.
What's up, Anthony?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I thought I am.
Cool.
That's right. 1027 WNEW. Hummer Tuesday. Two DJs that don't have to put on a fake radio voice over here.
A voice.
Every other radio station in New York has to have the fake voice.
You go home with that voice.
Honey, what's for dinner? I hope it's some of that steak. I really enjoy that steak. Honey, come over here and give me a hover, you bitch.
It's Hover Tuesday.
Come on, start hopping my knobs. CBS. Do you think they talk like this at home, Anthony?
Absolutely every day.
Hey, son, you do your homework.
Oh, no, you can't have the keys to the car. Unless you're the 101st caller.
Yeah. All right, it is Hummer Tuesday, Anthony.
Yes. We are looking for the fine ladies of our radio audience to hob some knobs today so their guys could be a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Yes, and very happy.
It's a perfect day to do it because most people try to stay inside and stay warm and all that crap.
Yes, snuggle up to a warm knob.
Hob.
Knob.
A warm knob.
Feel the sounds of a warm knob being hobbed. 212-757-1027 if you want in on the show today. Let's go to Danny. Danny, you're next on the radio show. What's up?
Hey, everybody, bend over here, and remember all you pedophiles, it's the NAMBLA picnic on Saturday, so blow up your parole officers and come on down,
hey,
where the main course is going to be pluck chicken.
You should have got a job over there.
That's hysterical, man.
You almost have the voice down.
That is hysterical. Oh, man, I'm sure you guys are great at it, man. I can't come nowhere near it. Hey. Hey, can you do me a favor, play a little later on, can you play a little of that, what was it, totally forgot.
Uh-oh, mental
bong. Not even doing any bong hits.
You've got to get off the drugs, son.
I'm trying, man, but it's tough, man. I'm just thinking about young boys.
But, what was it? The Cannon Camera bit, that's it. The Alan Funt stuff.
Alan Funt.
Oh, we haven't played Alan Funt in a while. Maybe we'll do a new Alan Funt.
Yeah, that'd be great, man.
All right, thank you, Danny.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Take it easy. Great show.
Take it easy, Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy. Rob, you're next on the radio show. What can we do for you that happened there?
You almost killed me. You had me. I had soda pouring out of my nose. I was eating, and I had a full glass of water, and it just came all out my nose. My eyes are still tears.
Well, look at that. A lot of people seem to appreciate this.
You could do that. You could do this for the whole show.
Well, a few people thought it went on a little too long.
F them.
That's all right.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
No problem.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Serious. All right. Tara, you don't even have to, pronounce the
words.
No. It just has to sound good.
Let's make sure you're...
Tara, what's up?
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. I went to go pick my little brother up from school, and I got in the car. I thought I had CBS FM on. I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I came home. My grandma, she kills us every time you set foot in her car. We shouldn't be driving in the first place.
That's the grandma station.
It is the grandma.
Now these words from Depend Undergarment.
Oh, my God.
Don't kill yourself.
I just want to tell you guys, man, you guys rock. I was out in school for a year in California. I didn't even know about you guys.
Damn.
I got a call from my little brother and my dad. They're like, oh, my God, you got to hear these guys, you know.
Oh, my God, listen.
And I got back, man, I'm telling you.
All right.
You guys really rock.
Well, thank you, Tara.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, bye.
Later.
All right. Margaret, you're next on the radio show. It's WNE. Hold on, Margaret. Hold on.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's Brittany?
Yeah.
That's the little outfit she was wearing?
Yeah, last night.
Zoom in, you peckerheads.
They
had plenty of shots of her zooming in, Anthony, last night.
I missed it.
Britney Spears had the most incredible top on. What was it? The Billboard Awards or something last night?
American Music Awards.
American Music Awards. The fake award show that Dick Clark decided to invent?
Yeah.
Is that those awards?
It's not a real award.
No. Britney Spears' boobs are fake.
Who cares?
She's only 18. Come on.
She said that they're not fake.
Yes, they are.
The reason they were smaller in previous pictures is because she hadn't developed fully yet.
That's right.
That's not true.
I like to believe that.
And if you saw...
Did you see Mariah Carey's outfit?
Yeah, but Mariah's like, I don't know, she's turning really like...
She's getting a simian look to her.
Yeah, she's turning like slutty.
But did you see her dress?
They just showed that, too. I wasn't as turned on as...
Oh, my God. I thought that was so hot.
Spears.
I like the new whore. I like Britney Spears, the new whore.
Britney Spears is happening.
She's a youngin'.
I mean, what do they do when girls decide to wear those type of tops, Anthony? Do they have to, put,
crazy glue.
Double-sided tape on their nips to make sure the boob isn't going to pop out when they're walking around?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because I got to see that now. Where the hell is that?
Oh, we got it in the office.
It's taped?
Yeah. Margaret, what's up?
Hi, guys. I just want to tell you, I cannot stop laughing from doing that CBS thing. I was dying.
Oh, cool.
You guys sound just like them.
It's so funny because, I don't even know who, honestly, I don't know any of the DJs over there, but one of them, was trying to make fun of Ant and I.
Oh, forget that. That's barking up the wrong tree.
It's please.
First of all, we don't care.
Right.
That's, the first thing. Secondly, we'll just have fun with it and go off. Right?
Oh, you guys can make a 4-hour show out of it.
We don't care.
All right, Margaret.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jamie, you're next on WNEW. What's up today?
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's Jamie.
All right.
Listen, man, after listening to you guys, I can figure out that I can talk like this, too. Hey, it's I'm a Dick on CBS FM.
Hey, you got it.
That's right here. It's the Laughing Lodi. All right. Hey,
you're there.
Hey, that's right. Hey,
if you're a jock that talks like that, it pretty much means you just have no talent whatsoever. So you're hiding up that fact with a great radio voice, everybody.
That's right. And I also have a lot of guys have been giving you some grief about how Rock's going to kick your butt and stuff when he comes in. Well, I like to be the first listener to step up and say, I have your back if you want it.
All right, thanks. Yeah, Rock coming in Thursday for round two. We'll see what happens.
One other thing. I like to give props to the guy that turned me on to you. His name is Mikey. He's my cousin.
All right.
And, he turned me on to you guys, and I'm a fellow listener, man.
Hey, thank you, Jamie.
All right, you take care.
We appreciate that.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Trying to move on, but they just want to talk about the CBS FM.
My God.
Craig, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
Dude, I drive a tractor trailer for a living. I was listening to you guys yesterday. I should have said that.
Wait a minute. You can't be saying the F word.
that slipped out. I was just laughing too damn hard.
You almost crashed the effing truck.
Cool, Craig.
That's
Thank you.
That's our goal, is to get a tractor trailer.
Guys, keep me laughing.
To turn
man.
Over. And
take care.
Bye. I got some innocent bystanders.
All right.
Whoa, look at Bridget.
Bridget?
Line 8.
Oh. I thought there was some hot girl in the hallway named Bridget. You go, whoa, look at Bridget. I went like this, Ed. Totally turned my head like, where?
Nah, Bridget's got a good question, I guess, for this Hummer Tuesday.
Bridget, what's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I need some advice.
All right.
It's my boyfriend's birthday.
Okay.
And I've never done anything like this before, but I want to give him a Hummer.
You've never gone south?
No.
And how old are you?
19. Is that bad?
Can I be your tutor?
Wow.
Well, Bridget, for a newbie, I guess, even a bad one's a good one.
Even a bad one's pretty good.
So you're not going to really do too badly there. Just keep the teeth out of the way.
Yeah. You got to make a face like Charles Bronson. You ever see Charles Bronson in The Great Escape or any of those?
She's 19.
The Vigilante.
There you go.
Maybe you've seen The Vigilante. You just got to, like, wrap your leash around your teeth and go to town.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just got to lay there and open wide.
And let us know how it goes, okay?
Wait. What do you mean lay there?
Or kneel there. Whatever you want to do.
The Charles Bronson face works, though.
Now I'm confused.
Cover your teeth.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about oral favors, correct?
Right. That's well, I thought I wouldn't be laying there.
Well, you could lay down, you could sit up, you could do a headstand, whatever the hell works for you.
There's many ways to give a Hummer.
Yeah.
You could lay down on your side, you could
get some good hand action in there.
Hand?
Yeah, a little hand action. And
where?
At the base.
At the base?
Yeah. And then just keep the head moving.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you'll figure it out.
Can I do that, or should I just have sex?
No, give him the Hummer.
Give him the Hummer and then have sex.
Yeah, and when you give him the Hummer,
yeah,
make sure you look up at his face.
Yeah?
Ha ha. Yeah, your eyes should look like... Remember those... I don't know if you'll remember, but remember those old paintings, Opie, with the kids with the real big sad eyes?
Yeah.
That's what a girl's eyes should look like when she looks up at you. There should be a little sparkle in them.
Very good.
You know, so you could do that.
Okay.
All right, Bridget?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
And remember, the underside, right below the knob.
And it's very important to listen to whatever your boyfriend says.
Okay.
Now, this is your first time?
Yeah.
So you're not going to be used to accepting the byproduct of this, I think.
But I should, right?
Yeah, you should finish it like that.
Okay.
Definitely. Don't make it seem like all of a sudden, uh-oh, what'd I get myself into? What am I going to do with this?
Be a porn star.
Just think of the first time you had broccoli. You know, you probably didn't want that, but you just roughed it out and swallowed.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, let us know what happens, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. That guy should just, like, get over here and give us money.
What's Rick's problem? Rick, what's your problem?
Listening to you guys talk about how to give a Hummer is going to turn me impotent, guys.
Why? We're telling the girl how to do it.
Yeah, but as a stroke and hands, I can't do it.
Picturing the girl doing it.
I think
Ed gave great advice saying make the Charles Bronson face.
Make the Charles Bronson face.
That's perfect. And everyone's hand going. It like that.
Get the hand going.
Yeah. Right.
And the eyes like the old paintings with the big eyes.
All right.
True. Have a good day, guys.
All right, man.
Later.
All right, listen, everyone's calling up about the CBS FM bit. They want a request for the CBS FM DJs. We got to move on with our radio show.
Yes,
right?
Please.
So as we go to break here, let's play Hummer Lovin' from Airsick Productions. Airsick.net is their website, and we'll be back. Stay there.
Hummer Lovin' on Tuesday night.
Hummer loving, it feels so right.
I got my girl down on her knees.
Wonder if he will do me. Hummer's done, his shine is gone. Oh, I love Tuesday night.
Hummer, 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 hum,
ho.
Tell me more, tell me more.
We don't care where we are.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Do it right in the car.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
world's best girlfriend.
I love to be in his life.
Think it's time I took a nap. Hammer's done. There's more to come.
Debauchery mania.
I'm
prostate exams for everyone.
I'm
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, man.
Off to another fine start to the radio show.
Hell yeah.
A great first hour. Our fax line is 212-957-9639.
A little controversy on the phones here about my my Hummer advice to that 19-year-old girl who's never given a Hummer.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, let's start with TJ. TJ, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
I'm not even dealing with bad phones today. We got to hang up on bad phones right away. TJ, call back if you get a better cell, okay? Let's go to Marvin. Marvin, what's going on?
Hey, if you guys are going to instruct little girls about how to give Hummers, you got to tell them to not to swallow stuff, but they need to wear it. Wear it on their faces proudly.
Oh, my God. That's what you like out of your Hummer?
Hell yeah.
Well.
I want her to smile.
All right.
You don't want to scare her off, you know what I mean? Yeah, you got to work into that slowly, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a porn star move, man.
That's
you can't,
like
you can't go right
doing
to
like
that.
A porn star.
It's like going from third grade math to algebra, you know?
Yeah, you got to start with the simple stuff first.
Yeah, but she said it's the first time, it's the guy's birthday. Well,
she's used to just straight sex like that. She probably has never seen the byproduct.
Well, if she doesn't like the taste, then she doesn't have to worry about it.
Be careful about describing that there.
All of a sudden it's flying all over the place. She might get a little frightened. Better work into it. Before you know it, she'll be a regular Marilyn Chambers or something.
Well, then if you get one who's done it before and she wants to do something original, there you go.
All right, Marvin. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Carmen, you're next on the radio show. What's going on?
Hey, listen, Anthony, the way you were describing that, it sounds like you've given a couple already in your life. Then.
Oh, that must be it, Carmen. Yeah,
you're a homo. That's what it is.
Yeah, that must be it.
You're passing on the information, huh?
All I know is I know it works for me. And
yeah,
that's all
yeah,
I was telling.
Homo. Get out of here.
Well, you're on to me. Yeah, I'm there by the glory hole in the village every night, Carmen.
All right, buddy. And,
yeah, you must be a little angry having that girl's name to live with your whole life, Carmen.
Yeah,
it's a
sure.
Chick name. It's a chick name, Carmen.
Here, what's that?
Carmen. Carmen Electra?
Yeah, you
what's
got
that?
It, buddy. Yeah, I'll come
how is it?
Carmen Electra,
huh?
Boy.
How's Rodman's Rod, huh? Carmen Electra?
Antonio, relax.
Ah, you chick. Listen
what's
to you.
What's your problem, man?
Name like that, you must have gotten beat up a lot in school, Carmen.
Yeah, sure.
A little, angry.
What's that?
A little angry, are you?
No, not at all. Why should I be?
All right, man.
Yeah, listen to you.
I got no beef with you.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you later, guys.
All right, Carmen. Thank you.
I got into my fourth grade defense mode, Opie, and just started ragging his name. That's all I know how to do.
I was pretty impressed, Anthony.
Thank you.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I was kind of actually curious if you guys decided if you were going to the World Wrestling Federation grand opening tomorrow to the restaurant.
You going?
I actually had an opportunity to go, but got stiffed.
I'm going.
Yeah, I think we're going to go.
I want to soften up the beaches. I'm going to look because it's the day before The Rock comes in here.
Exactly.
So I figure if we give him a bunch of tequila or something, he'll be all hung over when he comes in and an easier target.
We're not even going to get near him tomorrow night.
What if he comes up to you guys?
Yeah. He won't.
You sure?
Yeah. We'll let you guys know, though, what happens, definitely.
I wish I was going so I could give you guys some backup.
All right. You never know. Maybe we'll catch him in the bathroom with Mankind on his knees or something and have something against him that we could use on the air. You know what I mean?
All right, good.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think TJ's trying to get in here. TJ!
Yeah.
All right, sounds better. What's up?
Hey, O&A. All right, I was listening to you guys talk to a sweet, innocent, young, lovely Bridget there.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there in my car, and I look over to my right, and you guys are telling her to wrap her, you know, her teeth with her lips and everything, and this lady in the car is sitting right next to me, and she starts doing the same thing you're telling her. I swear, she must have been listening to the same thing. So anyway,
she's practicing the face right next to you in the car?
Well, she was when you were saying it, but listen, I'm driving right now, I'm like two cars behind her.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going up Northern Boulevard here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she was hot, man. I mean, what do I do? Should I roll up next to her and ask her if she wants some tube steak to practice, or...
Tell her you have something for her to practice the Charles Bronson on.
Exactly. You know?
That's funny. She's practicing the Charles Bronson face while she's driving.
Well, we were sitting near the light, you know, and I'm just laughing, and I was just making sure that nobody's, like, sitting in there, you know, in their car looking at me laughing at myself, you know, thinking I'm crazy, and this chick is making a face. It was the greatest thing in the world, man.
That's great.
Well, so what do I do, man?
If you catch up to her, call back, and we'll try to make a love connection.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye.
I knew this girl in high school said she practiced with her friend on a banana. That's how she practiced. Imagine that.
Kind of like Fast Times at Ridgemont High when they were practicing on the carrot.
The carrot,
right?
Yeah. They practiced on a banana. I was laughing like, a banana?
I'm much bigger than that.
Victor.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's up?
What about the dirty talk? Don't you like to hear, hey, what a big twig you have? Or what about playing with the berries and all that?
Like Ann said, though, man, you got to start with the basics. And you just give her the basics and then let her run with it. You know what I mean? It's like when a mother bird teaches the bird how to fly. You kind of push him out of the nest.
First.
You push him out of the nest. Let's see what she could do. And the dirty talk, maybe the guy should do that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah, that's like that's like Hummer 301, that course.
You
know,
oh.
We're in the beginner course, Hummer 100.
Before you know it, you know, you're grabbing the hair and the ears and, you know, just slamming.
But you made her look for a movie called The Vigilante. It's a Death Wish.
I know.
Oh, Death Wish.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
Oops. Thank you.
Okay.
The guy's right. When he's right, he's right. It was Death Wish.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we got to take another quick break here, Anthony.
Don't forget Stephen Lynch coming into the studio today at 5 o'clock.
Do you have a new tune for us?
I'm praying he has a new tune because we've played the old ones to death here.
That we can be barred from playing until it's screened and everything like the last time he was in?
Nah, we're allowed to just play it now. We're back to the old Opie and Anthony show.
Cool.
But I figured as we go into commercials here, we'll give you a taste of one of Stephen Lynch's other tunes, okay?
All right.
But he'll be here around 5 o'clock today.
This is a song that I wrote actually a couple days ago after, excuse me, a friend of mine, my best friend, we went out to a bar and we got really hammered. And we just had a really good time, and I realized, you know, why not write a song about the good times that you have with your pal when you're out drinking at night, you know what I mean? And so
sure.
I wrote this for my best friend, my friend.
This should be cute.
I'm going to play that now. Just touch it. I hope he's listening. If you are, man, this one's for you.
Never hug, we've never kissed. basement with your fist, but you have opened brand new doors. Get over here and drop your
kind of girl that could shoot stuff from a private area.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. Quick musical break there. Another track from the latest Kid Rock CD, Devil Without a Cause. That song's called Only God Knows Why.
That was Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Did you hear a little of that at the end of that?
Just a little bit, Anthony.
Yeah, sure.
I almost heard it in the background. I'm wondering if you used it.
Also, well, they do that in today's music.
Yes.
You know, sampling everything.
Uh-huh.
Godsmack before that, and whatever.
Yeah.
Our phones just crapped out.
That always happens.
It's happening a lot lately, which isn't cool, because we really need the phones for our radio show, Anthony.
I think it's because we get so many calls on this show.
Oh, wait. Well, that's what we like to think.
Yeah.
Hey, our favorite on-the-street reporter was at it again last night, Anthony.
Oh, what?
Penny Crone.
Yeah.
She's such a tool.
What was she doing?
She's such a tool. Remember what she did with the whole transit strike? You want to refresh everyone's memory?
Yeah, remember when the subways were going to strike and the buses at 12 o'clock? That's when they usually strike, midnight. Penny Crone was out on the street at midnight, and she said, right at midnight, she says, "Well, I guess the strike isn't happening because I see buses driving by me right now." Like, at midnight, the drivers would jump out of their buses, just leaving the passengers in the buses.
And leaving the bus.
And leaving the bus in the middle of the road.
Sure.
Or wherever.
Right.
Like, Penny, you schmuck.
She's such a tool.
Yeah.
Well, last night, you know, obviously this cold weather has hit the tri-state area.
Oh, and the news loves it.
Oh, they can't get enough of this cold weather. Penny Crone last night on the news.
Yeah.
Wanted to see how cold it was, so they had like a T-shirt, and they wetted it down, and then they wanted to check.
I hope it wasn't on Penny.
No.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No, my God. Who wants to see a wet T-shirt on her?
Ooh.
And so they pour water all over the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then they check back with Penny 10 minutes later to see if it was frozen.
Oh, was it?
Of course it was.
This shirt is frozen, so if you plan on wearing wet T-shirts out on a night like this,
yeah,
you best bundle up.
And then there was something about clams. And how
her old bearded clam.
And how it's so cold, even the clams are frozen shut or something.
She is the worst. But the weather people love this. The weather geeks.
Yeah.
Well, another cold one coming in. This Arctic clipper coming down.
Arctic blast.
Cold Arctic blast. Going to be in our area for a couple of days now, so I'd suggest bundling up.
Oh, who cares?
Exactly.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Real good. What's up?
I got a very disturbing story to tell you. Driving down Route 80 two weekends ago. And I'm seeing some roadhead going on. I'm like, oh, this is great. Let me follow this car a little bit. Get a little. Swear to God, I was disturbed for about 3 weeks, man. 2 weeks, whatever it was. I don't know. It was horrible.
Why are you looking?
Why? Because I was some roadhead. You know, you can't follow roadhead. I didn't know it was two guys.
Right.
You know, it was a dude with long hair. Couldn't tell.
Well, that's pretty tragic.
It's horrible. I'm very emotionally disturbed.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
And unfortunately, I'm not a member of the club. So hopefully, maybe tonight I'll get broken in.
Well, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, encouraging all the ladies to induct their guys into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, Anthony.
Absolutely.
And the guys, of course, should reciprocate.
Yeah. You got to pay back. Joe in the Bronx, I've got another on-the-street tool for you. How many times have you turned to 10-10 wins and not heard that guy John Montone?
John Montone!
I once heard him interview this guy on the subway strike, and he made him miss his train. I swear, if Ant has ever heard him, he should start doing an impression of him, please.
Yeah, John Montone is very, very dramatic, no matter what he's reporting
on. I'm here
on.
In the subway. John Montone, 10-10 wins.
News.
Yeah, we've heard that guy. We joke. The best that wins is the guy, the weather guy that can't say his own name.
Dude, you know, the last time I brought that up, you were like, cut it out. It's not funny.
Will I say his name? I won't say his name, but...
Do you know his name?
I think so. Close enough.
There's a guy that... He's a meteorologist.
Meteorologist.
And he does the weather for 10-10, yeah. every 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
During his shift. And, man, if you want a good laugh...
Listen to him say meteorologist.
Listen to him try to say what he is, which is a meteorologist.
He's got to stop in the middle. I'm meteorologist.
Meteorologist. And how many times have I screamed to the radio while you're in the car where I just go, why don't you just say you're a weather guy? You can't say meteorologist. Stop trying.
Or have the guy he throws it back to go, that was meteorologist.
Right. But he'll go, I'm meteorologist. He just has a tough time in the middle of that word, man. And it is blatantly obvious. We're not even getting picky.
Alex Sosnowski.
Oh, hey, come on.
Is that his last name?
I don't know. I made up with the Wins people this past holiday.
I didn't attend the Christmas party like you did.
This Christmas party.
You dissed their traffic last year and then had to make up for it this year by going there and kissing ass.
I did kiss ass.
I didn't attend.
Right.
We don't share a boss anymore. We don't have to be courteous.
Meteorologist.
I'm a meteorologist.
You are so mean.
Hey, come on. It's funny.
Because when I brought it up like 6 months ago, you go, dude, that's not even funny. We shouldn't
joke
about that.
I cared more 6 months ago.
You don't care as much?
Not about offending anybody or upsetting anybody. I don't care. Right. Let the show roll over, whoever it may.
There you go. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Real good. What's up?
Yo, I'm calling just to let you know that With My Wednesday has migrated to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Why?
Well, I was out there for a little family vacation. And I was there, it was Wednesday, and I was wearing I used to belong to this gym, it's called Workout World, so it just says WOW across it, sitting on the beach, and this chick walks by and goes, hey, WOW, she's like, is that Opie and Anthony? And I'm like, yeah, bang, whipped them right out.
Oh, awesome.
So it migrated down there, boys.
Yeah, it's all over the country at this point.
Hey, listen,
or all
I
over
want
the
you...
world, we should say, yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you guys something else. I've sent you a couple of faxes over the last, whatever, since you first started. You guys still play golf at all, or what?
Not when it's 5 degrees out.
Yeah. Well, no, Jason. Not now. Yeah, I know.
Nothing better than hitting one off the heel of the club in this kind of weather when you get the shock up your hand. It's like,
we should have an Opie and Anthony like golf open where we have like, you know, beer girls and stuff driving around in carts, topless and stuff.
Oh, can we do that?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
This spring, maybe.
We should do that.
I want to invite you guys to play if you ever wanted to play.
Well, when
my country club in New Jersey.
Well, when April hits, we would love to.
Oh, dude, I'll definitely give you guys a call. Yo, you guys are the best, keeping me warm on a cold-ass day.
All right, thank you.
Take care of yourselves, boys.
All right, bye.
That'd be great. We would put the cunch in country club.
What? Am I missing a joke there? Besides the obvious?
I couldn't say it the other way, Opie.
Oh, all right.
Unless you want to punch out.
No, that's okay.
But then it's only a joke for us.
Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Real good.
I was wondering if you caught that part when Penny Crone gave it back to the studio, and I forget the guy's name, the announcer there, says, yeah, it's not too much fun when your clam freezes up either.
That's what the line was. Thank you.
That's what it was. I almost fell out of my bed. I laughed so hard I couldn't believe it. And I don't think anybody else...
Because wasn't she also reporting about how they have to bring all the clams inside because it's so
right,
cold out?
It gets below 10 degrees, which is a little too cold for my clams, but... I couldn't believe he actually said that her clam was going to freeze up out there.
God, that is
Hey, you
funny.
Guys suck, man. Keep up the good work.
Hi, Matt.
Bye-bye.
That was the line. Thank you for helping
me
on that one,
I'd have spit out my beer if I heard that.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, that was very good.
It's never fun when your clam freezes shut.
John, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, man?
All right.
The other day, I saw Ziggy a couple blocks below CBGB's.
Uh-huh.
This is when it was real cold. I think it was Friday night. I'm not sure.
Oh, poor bastard.
Freezing. He was drinking a big bottle of strawberry Yoo-hoo in one hand, and he had some, Smirnoff in the other.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it was a good chaser.
Well,
and I started talking to him, and he started complaining, not that it was cold out, but that everyone with the, you know, with the wind chill, everyone's like, with a wind chill, it's 50 below. He started complaining, saying, why are they even saying that? If it's 10 degrees, it's 10 degrees. Don't tell me that it feels like it's 50 below. That's from my grandmother. She said it feels like it's 50 below. So he was complaining that people aren't really tough nowadays.
I'm surprised that you were able to even understand Ziggy.
Oh, man, I had the thing going with him. It was like we were connecting, you know?
We ask you guys, if you ever see Ziggy on the streets, to please give him your change.
I don't know. He looked pretty set up. Yeah, he looked like he had more money than I did. Yeah, he was totally hooked up.
Well, all the locals in the area know him, so they do take care of him.
Yeah, I actually asked him if he wanted any food, and he said that someone had bought him a pizza and stuff, some sake and whatever, so it was cool.
All right,
man.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Yeah, you wonder if the homeless guys out there in weather like this, you know, you kind of feel bad because it is 13 degrees, 10 degrees, and there's homeless out there. But then you start thinking, are they so crazy they don't even know they're cold? Maybe that's it. I saw Opera Man downstairs.
Can we get Opera Man on the show today? Is he still singing, you think?
He's still singing. I'm like, I can't even go out and breathe.
Right.
I can't breathe or my insides freeze. I have to hold my breath, run across to Associated, get something, hold my breath, run back. I breathe, I die. He's like taking these huge breaths. He's only wearing like one coat.
Well, the shelters must be in really bad shape because they've been interviewing a lot of the homeless people.
Yeah.
With this Arctic blast that we're getting.
Yeah.
And most of the people say that they would rather be out in single digits than go into these shelters for the night.
Why? What's bad with the shelters? Are they like a prison?
One lady that looked like hell said the shelters stink.
They stink.
Yeah.
Well, because the people stick.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And
you should have saw this lady, so they must be really bad.
Oh.
But they would rather stay out in the freezing cold than go into the shelters.
Wow. They're still that bad, huh?
That's what they were getting at on the news the other night, so.
Mm.
All right, Ant. We have to take another break? That sucks.
Why so many breaks?
Because we have so much fun, I guess. The commercials load isn't any bigger or anything.
Okay.
All right. We got to get into some stuff here today.
Yeah.
What? We don't know, but we'll figure it out.
We'll work on it.
All right. Stay there. More of the show on the way. 212-757-1027 is our phone number.
Opie and Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
1027-WNEW.
1027-WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
All
right. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Looking for a bunch of people to join the Tuesday Night Hummer Club tonight. Ladies, it's up to you. Guys love Hummers.
Yeah.
Especially on days like today. Our fax line, 212-957-9639. Coming in at 5 o'clock today, Stephen Lynch. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Is he playing somewhere?
I believe he's got a gig.
Usually now he only comes in when he's plugging stuff. Oh, I don't know. Usually has a gig somewhere.
Well, let's not get stupid. Just about anyone who comes in here is plugging something.
That's true.
Not many people come in just to hang with us anymore.
Yeah.
They know how powerful this radio show is.
Oh, my God, a dynamo.
It would be nice to see, like, a big celebrity just walk in the door. Well, we do have one, Jay Moore.
Yeah.
When Jay Moore comes in, he doesn't plug anything.
No.
I would like to see another celebrity just come in just because they want to be here.
I know. Remember when we played that game, the biggest celebrity that listened to the Opie and Anthony show?
Yeah.
We played it when I think 3 weeks after being here.
Yeah.
And the biggest celebrity turned out to be a guy that played a dead body in a reenactment scene on America's Most Wanted.
Well, then the second time we played it, though, it was encouraging because we had a soap opera star call in.
Yeah, soap opera star. And then that old bag, Sylvia Miles.
Sylvia Miles listened.
Won an Oscar.
Right.
She listened. You want to maybe have that as an underlying little thing today?
We could do that.
We'll see how much better we're doing. We went from a dead guy in a reenactment on America's Most Wanted to an Oscar winner, Sylvia Miles, old Oscar winner, and a soap star.
Right.
Now let's see.
You think we could do better today?
I think so.
All right, if you're a celebrity or you think you're a celebrity,
yeah,
call the radio show and say hi to us today.
Right now, put you on the air and we'll see how big a celebrity listens to the Opie and Anthony show.
All right, our phone line is 212-757-1027, okay?
Come on, you're out there, you know it, and you're listening. Don't be all scared. Call up. We want to hear from you.
Joey, what's going on?
Hey, listen, as far as I'm concerned, Penny Crone is the biggest celebrity you could probably get on your radio station.
What?
Ron, we've had Jay Moore.
Are you a big Penny Crone fan?
Yes, I am.
She's terrific out there in the streets.
Let me tell you something. She works harder than you guys.
Is that a dig at us, Joey?
What's the matter, Joey? Is Penny your grandma?
Hey, listen, you don't need to make fun of Penny Crone.
Hey, Joey, are you related to Penny Crone? I want to know why you're sticking up for her.
Yeah.
Well, look, every night I watch Fox 5, and I think she's a good worker. She's out there in the cold.
Price 6 is
zero below today.
Hey, Joey.
What do you want from her?
Joey, so do you watch Penny Crone and pull out your junk and get all excited and stuff, or what?
What's the matter with you guys? What, are you sick or something?
Listen to this guy.
What's your problem, man?
Hey, man, listen. The woman works really hard. You don't need to pick on her.
She has to do 5 minutes a day on the street. Woo! That's a tough gig.
Well, compared to you guys, what? Come in with your jeans on and sneakers and just sit on a chair and talk a lot of crap. That's what she does, right?
That's pretty much what we do. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you described our job.
You're listening to us, right?
Well, I tuned the dial over and hear that crap you're giving out.
Accidentally fell onto the station.
Howard Stern or something.
Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Hit the station, didn't you?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to Penny for us, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should try to be like Imus more.
Why
okay. Can't you do that?
All right, thank you, Joey. We really don't have time for you.
He's not even good at, like, ragging us.
Bye.
Don't mind if they're good.
Bye. Christina.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very excited because I am now a true member of the Tuesday. Actually, it was the Tuesday afternoon hummer that I gave today.
Oh.
So that was, right?
So you gave your guy a hummer just because of our radio show?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it had to do with a lot of things. But, yeah, definitely your radio show. And he got his new apartment. He was doing manual labor all day. He came home all dirty and looking like a real construction worker. And so he was tired, and he's got to go in there again today. And he's actually there now. He's probably listening. And so I hooked him up.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
Yeah, I was very proud. And then I just got in the car and started listening to you guys, and I realized it fell on Tuesday.
That's right. You guys are now members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. Did he reciprocate?
Well, yeah, he actually finished me up, so it was actually pretty good.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You suck.
All right, bye. No, you suck.
Yeah, really.
Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
You're a screenwriter?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Pretty good.
I mean, I can't believe how cold it is here. I can't believe you guys put up with this all winter. My God.
What, you're from L.A. or something?
Well, yeah, I'm just here for the week, yeah.
Oh, doing some work, are you?
Yeah, this is unbearable. I don't know if I classify as a celebrity, but I wrote Saving Private Ryan with Steven Spielberg, so if that kind of qualifies me, then I wanted to throw my hat in the ring, because I've been listening to you. I listened to you guys last week, and I've heard some of the tapes. Some of my friends record your tapes and send them out to me in California.
Oh, yeah?
And the bit that you guys did when you send the homeless to the mall.
Oh, yeah.
In New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
I want to tell you, we played it at a party on a Friday night, and, I mean, there were wet pants. Guys, it was hysterical. I mean, very fun. We got nobody in L.A., doing anything like you guys. I mean, they play Stern, and they got a couple of jocks that step out, but nobody's doing anything as funny and creative as you guys are.
Well, thank you.
And
hopefully, we'll be out in L.A.
Isn't Tom Likas the star of L.A.?
Yeah, you know.
Tom!
Likas is all right.
Hello, Tom! Hello, douchebag!
Likas is the same shtick every night.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll get out there eventually.
You know, he rips women and he talks sex, but he's not as creative as you guys are. The bit with the mall was terrific. You guys should have a whole team of homeless with ONA shirts walking around the city.
Yeah. Well, you know what we're going to do next with the homeless people? I think we're going to do it soon, actually. We're going to send a bunch of homeless people to Atlantic City to gamble.
There you go.
Yeah, put them in the casinos.
You probably have casino hosts meeting them at the door with prizes and packages not to come in. It'd be the best thing that ever happened to
me. Very
you
good.
Know, but you guys suck. I really enjoyed listening to
you. So how can
weekend.
We prove that you actually wrote Saving Private Ryan?
Ask me a question.
Screenwriter, huh?
What can I tell you?
So what, did you sit down with Spielberg and, like, had a story, and what did you do?
No, well,
what was your contribution?
We've worked before, and actually what happened was I was walking through a graveyard in Massachusetts where my wife is from with my son, and there was a memorial there to the men from the town that had died on D-Day, and that was kind of the germ for the idea, and I was trying to explain to him what D-Day was and what World War II was, and realized that, you know, he was 12 years old and really didn't have a clue.
Huh.
That was the germ for the idea. And then about a week later, I was up one night late, had some bad tacos, and I watched a movie called The Fighting Sullivan Brothers, which was a true story about four American brothers that were killed on a ship at the beginning of World War II. And the whole thing just started germinating, and sketched it out and pitched it to Steven. And,
hey, Steve, are
he
you
was pretty excited.
Sounds legit.
Are you calling from a rubber room?
From a where?
Like a mental hospital.
Imagine if he's just like a lunatic that goes, I wrote that, I swear.
Well,
I guess we got to believe you. What's your last name?
Zalian.
Zalian?
Zallian.
On my home planet, it's pronounced. No, yeah, come on.
My driver's about to go to the tunnel, man, so I guess I'm
going
to
lose
on
you.
A cell phone.
All right.
Good luck. You guys suck. I really enjoyed listening to you.
Hey, thanks, man. Say hi to Steven Spielberg for us, all right? There he goes, yeah, Steve.
I guess Rick's getting on the net, the web, and he's going to check the credits and see if he's actually a screenwriter on that.
That's a good start to the bit today, Anthony.
Sounded knowledgeable. That's a mover and shaker, a player in Hollywood. Look at that.
Most famous person that is listening to our radio show today.
Yeah.
So far, a screenwriter that helped write Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Think we'll beat that today, Ant?
I don't know. I'm seeing a couple more on the screen.
All right. Well, first, let's go to Liz. Liz, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm not the first time, I initiated my fiancé in the Hummer Club.
Uh-huh.
But we tuned into your station, and you started talking about it. I'm like, oh, wow. So what did I do? I gave him a Hummer. He was, you know, reciprocated. And guess what he's doing right now? Sleeping on the couch. I'm so pissed off.
Well, why are you pissed off? That's what happens after we have sex.
Because we just moved into a new house. There's so much to do. If I would have known I was going to fire him out, I would have waited till tonight.
Well, you should be flattered. That means you did a great job.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
But you really gave him a Hummer because you heard us talking about it on the show today?
Yeah, well, we will listen to you. We had the radio on upstairs and downstairs. And,
yeah.
You give me the ping pong table.
No, not at all.
Oh, we love clapping.
We love hearing about ladies giving Hummers.
Oh, yeah, and we were fixing the kitchen countertop, and all of a sudden you started actually telling that girl how to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't need any instructions or anything, but I happened to be on my knees right in front of him, so pulled it out, started doing it. He stopped me, reciprocated, then I finished him, and now he's sleeping on the couch.
Did you make the Charles Bronson face?
actually, you made me start laughing when you said to do that face, and then I looked up at him, and at that same time, you were telling the girl to look up at him with her eyes.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. But also, watch out for that guy Joey that called about Penny Crone.
Yeah.
He sounds like a psycho, man.
Well, we have plenty of those that listen to our show. We're not too worried.
Alrighty. Have a nice day, guys.
Thank you, Liz. All right.
Bye-bye.
Wonder how many Hummers we're getting, guys, today, Anthony.
There seems to be a discrepancy, Opie.
Uh-oh.
And this guy, Steven Zalian.
Okay.
Little discrepancy here. He's under the credits of writing Schindler's List. And not under the credits of writing Saving Private Ryan.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Have we been scammed?
I think Steven has his facts wrong.
How'd you find that out so fast?
I'm on the net. Internet movie database has everything you'd ever want to know about any movie.
So we're still looking for famous people listening to our show today.
Yes.
Vincent, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, what's up?
Hey, listen, I bumped into my ex-wife over Christmas.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen her in like 3 years. I'm going out with the chick, having a grand old time with her, but she's not really into the Hummer thing. So we started talking on the phone occasionally here and there, and I started telling her about the Hummer Club. She said, why don't you come by next Tuesday, and I'll get you into the club. I was like, yeah, you got to be kidding me. So now, tonight is the night. We already got the date. We got the hotel room. Everything's ready to rock and roll, man. I'm pretty stoked about this. I don't know. That's sick or what?
That's a little different.
I figured any way to get in, I might as well take it.
Right.
she was pretty good that way. It's just everything else was no good, you know?
So you're getting a Hummer because of our radio show.
Absolutely.
Well, let us know how it is, all right?
All right. You guys rock, man.
Thank you, Vincent.
Take care.
Bye. Hey, Pam, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I want to give my boy, we're driving on Palisades Parkway, and I want to give him a Hummer on the radio.
You do? Wow. Hey, turn on your radio.
Turn on the radio.
Do you want to...
Do the trick? On a cell phone,
he's
though.
Driving, though.
You're on a cell phone?
Uh-huh.
All right, Pam, do me a favor, right?
Yeah.
And don't repeat this. Just make believe you're talking to us, okay?
Yep.
Start the deed, okay?
All right.
And you give the cell phone to your guy. We're going to talk to him for, like, just a few, you know, a few seconds. And
yeah.
While we're talking to him live on the radio, just gently bite his junk, all right?
Bite it?
Ah, forget it, you stupid idiot.
You're not supposed to blurt it out while he's standing right
there. I would never do that. I'm kidding. I know.
Well.
All right. No, I guess.
What a dumb broad. What a dumb broad. What do we say? Don't repeat what I'm saying. Just, you know, make believe you're talking to me.
That's, of course. What did you expect?
We want you just to kind of, you know, bite it a little bit. Bite it! Bite it! God.
Ah, what a dope. Jesus Christ.
Works like a charm. You can only break out that trick every once in a while, though.
Yeah.
All right, Ant. We got to take a break. We've had a request for the Alan Funt bit.
Yes.
We could do that going into spots.
Sure.
This came in the day that we found out that the founder of Candid Camera,
Alan Funt,
passed away. Alan Funt. It's a very, very sad day. We lost a great one.
An icon. Television icon.
Television icon. They're saying there wouldn't have been a Cops or World's Dangerous Animals.
Oh, really?
If there wasn't first Alan Funt and Candid Camera, Anthony.
Ah, yeah. Remember that? I used to watch it all the time.
Alan Funt dead at the age of 84.
We have any of his music?
You're elected, you're the star today.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Look at that. I'm tearing up.
We took our Candid Camera and put it here in a casket where my corpse will be rotting. Don't be surprised if sometime, somewhere, someone steps up to you and says, "Hey, Alan, you're dead."
That's so wrong, man.
Why? He'd probably like that. They should do like a final Candid Camera stunt with him.
With Alan Funt in the casket?
Here I am in a casket in a funeral parlor. But that isn't a funeral director. It's actually Fanny Flanagan playing the bumbling funeral director. Watch the horror of my grieving family as she knocks the casket over and embalming fluid pours out of my ass. Oh, look at that. See? It just splashed Fanny in the face. Here I am after a few days of rotting. They put me out on the street against the lamppost like a bum. Look at the horror of the people passing by as they smell the stench of rotting death. See, that woman just fell down. Isn't that funny? Hey, the cop on the corner is played by Maury Amsterdam. After a week, my limbs are falling off. Watch as someone drives their car around the block with my legs sticking out the bottom of the car door. I'm dead. I was pretty fat toward the end. I had an Alan Funt bunt.
He was always getting in on the act.
Now in addition to Candid Kids. Watch in horror as my head is on a table of a kindergarten class. The kids screaming in horror. Oh, an extra treat. A bird's pecking out my eyeball. Look at the screaming and horror in the children.
Well, Anthony,
Not the way I want to remember Alan.
Well,
Stone,
I think you would like to be involved in one last stunt like that.
One last Kenny Camera stunt?
One last candid camera. Come on.
With Fanny Flagg as the funeral director. Huh?
Watch as they put me in the gay bar as a passed out gay man and I take it in the keister.
Come on.
You wouldn't tune in?
What is it, Weekend at Bernie's with Alan Funn starring?
Weekend at Alan. Come on.
Here we are in a bowling alley. Watch the horror of the bowler as their ball knocks the pins down, but my head comes back in the ball return. Oops, watch my eyes.
Come on, you wouldn't watch?
Oh, I remember this. Al, what's up?
Yeah, he made a couple of X-rated candy cameras.
Yeah, he made them.
Yeah.
In
the video store.
What was that? It was on Playboy Channel or something.
Unless there was other ones that people forgot about where I administered the jackhammer to certain people. Watch as Fanny Flagg is bent over a table as I pound her with the jackhammer. In this next clip, people pass by an ordinary lobby of a dental office as Adrian Barbeau gives Jimmy Stewart a rusty trombone. Look at the horror. Don't be surprised if sometime, somewhere, someone steps up to you and says, "Hey, bitch, cover your gash." Watch the fun as this crack whore dies swallowing her own vomit. Laugh along with Fanny Flagg and Maury Amsterdam.
Well, there he goes.
Godspeed, Alan. Godspeed.
Alan Funt dead at the age of 84.
Yeah.
Our haunting tribute.
Don't be surprised if sometime, somewhere, someone steps up to you and says, "Hey, Alan, you're dead."
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. That's a tape bit, obviously. We wanted to play the Alan Funt before commercials, but we got to go back live on the radio because Psycho Mark has struck again, man. Psycho Mark live on the air with us from Times Square outside the MTV studios. And Mark,
yeah,
you were completely on with the Wow Sign.
I should be back on right about now. See if you can see it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. We're
right.
Live.
All right, they're fading out. There you are, right there.
There he is. Look, he's right behind Carson in the crosswalk.
Move over. Yeah, right there. Now you're behind the guy. Whoa, you almost got hit by
a car.
Went
to the street now. Hey, they're on the street right now.
They're on the street right now. Wait, now they're back. They keep flipping back and forth.
Yeah, the cameraman inside the studio, he keeps looking at me. He keeps moving, panning over to the right.
That's all right.
Well, they're right there.
All right, hold on. They're on the street. They're talking. They're doing a little interview. Psycho Mark has struck again today.
On Total Request Live there.
Total Request Live. Hey,
should be on again.
A huge WOW banner. Okay, they're back. There you are.
There you are. Look at him.
God, moving up and down, up and down, up and down. Moving up and down, Mark. There you go.
Oh, there he is.
And people are peeping. There's the WOW sign.
Hey, can't you get behind the guy on the street?
Yeah, lift it up, lift it up. We're on again. Lift it up, lift it up.
Oh, okay.
There, lift it up. There he goes.
Psycho Mark and his WOW sign.
They're trying to move the camera. Go to your right really fast.
Yeah, go to your right.
Oh, we see the cop. Go to your right.
Go to your right.
Go to your right. There it is, right there. Perfect. He has struck again.
Hey,
I'm
sorry.
That is the...
Psycho Mark has struck again outside the MTV studios.
Hey, it was successful. They're all looking at me up inside the studio right now. They're like trying to figure a plan how they could get a better camera angle without me in it. But you know what? That's impossible.
They keep panning the camera around you. Mark, hold on the line. A couple people saw you. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on a sec. Let me do it this way. Mike, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I called up and I told him that I saw him on MTV and Spats took all the credit. He said it was his song.
I was watching Totally Class Live. I mean, I don't like the show, but I just saw the WoW sign in the corner. I was like, oh, there's a WoW sign.
Yeah, it's way in the background. That's
yeah,
what's so funny.
I was watching it while you were...
Yeah, don't curse, though. Thank you, man.
Oh, sorry, man.
All right, Mike.
All right, bye.
God, is that too funny? You just, like, stand in the background.
All right, let me go to Jose real fast. Jose, what's up?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It looks like Psycho Mike's like a midget on Viagra right now, jumping up and down.
It's not as pronounced as the Letterman studio thing from last week, but it's just as funny because you can read the WoW clear as day in the background.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Jose, thank
Get
you.
Room.
All right, bye.
Hey, you know what's really funny? Is the Channel 2 is down here doing some live report down here.
Yeah.
And I might have a chance to go to them again.
Oh, my God. What are they doing down there?
Yeah, hey, Channel 2? I have no idea. Is Channel 7's down here, Channel 2.
Yeah.
Some news is probably down here.
All right, hold on a second. I want to go to another caller here. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
All
I
right.
saw Psycho Mark down there. I just caught MTV, the last of it.
Yeah.
That cop car turned around. I thought they were going to get out and arrest him.
You see, I know. What was going on with that cop car, Mark?
Those guys started tuning in to NW. As soon as they saw me, they reached for their radio and they started tuning in. They gave the thumbs up.
Yeah,
hey, Mark, we love the cops, man.
Ask Mark if he would expect you guys to post bail for him.
Nah, he's not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not. I'm
as long as it's not over like 25, 30 bucks.
Mark, it was funny because the first time you were on, you were like the only guy in the street with a big, huge WoW sign.
The sole idiot running around with a big yellow sign.
Well, MTV gave me a tour of their studios about 3 months ago, so I figured out all their camera angles.
Oh, cool.
So,
all
right, I just want to get the back door here.
Eric. Hello, guys. I was watching Raw last night. I saw a sign for a rusty trombone.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, man.
You guys rock. Bye.
All right. What's going on with the police cars?
There's a fire engine just coming down the street. Hold on, I think they're about to do another shoot, and if I'm lucky,
all right,
I'll be able to be on.
All right.
Well, you can't get near that guy on the street, huh?
What's that?
You can't get near the guy on the street?
I can, but there's like a bunch of S-breeders around him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I suppose I could.
Can't you go for, like, the suicide mission and just run right in front of the camera with the big, huge WoW sign, or what?
Yeah, I'll try. I mean,
just start making a lot of noise. Hey, whip them out! You know.
That's playing, too. Are they still in a song right now?
They're in commercial.
They're in commercial. Joe, what's up?
What's up, man? He looked like a computer animation.
Yeah, it did. It looked like it was inserted in.
That was classic.
Oh, cool, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to go rip out stupid signs for all these stupid chicks hanging out in front here.
Psycho Mark, you look like Where's Waldo? All of a sudden, out of nowhere,
like,
you see
Waldo?
Yeah, you see the huge WoW sign.
Right,
like Virtue Guy.
Right. All right, Joe. All right, thank
guys.
You. Bye.
That is too friggin' funny, man.
Eric, you're next. What's going on?
No, I got it on tape.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We were taping it, right? You see, who was that guy? Freddie Prinze or whoever was
I think Freddie Prinze Jr. is
filming.
Yeah,
he's sitting there talking, right? They cut off the screen. All you see is that was Mark holding the big yellow and red banner, running backwards like he's going to fall, looking back, and he almost got sideswiped by this car coming by.
You saw that, huh?
It's hysterical.
He's a lunatic.
I'm getting set up for the second shot here.
All right.
I guarantee you I'm going to get on this time. Again.
All right. All right, thank you, Eric. I got to hang out because we want to see what Mark does
okay,
here.
I'm dropping it in the mail now.
All right, man.
Peace.
Yeah, get the tape to us.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Mark, they should be going to you very, very soon here. Very soon.
All right, let me know how I'm doing with angles.
I will.
If you could get in front of the camera on the street and just make a complete jackass of yourself, we'd be greatly appreciative.
All right. All right, I'm going to stand over there. Don't worry. I'll stand across the street. Cops telling me to stand across the street, fat pig. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, I'm definitely going to get on this time, no matter what. If I had the block truck, I'd have been killed. All right, here we go. I think now he's not on yet.
All right, Eric, hang up, because we got to go to Psycho Mark.
Okay, no problem.
All right, man. Yeah, they're still in commercials, bro.
Are they?
Yeah.
Not for long. They should be coming back on in a second.
All right, Brian, what's going on?
Oh, my God, that's the hugest WoW sign I've ever seen in my life.
Isn't that a big one?
Oh, my bad.
Don't curse.
Yeah, but
The wow sign. Oh, my God.
All right, Brian. Hi, Brian, thanks. We're going live again. We got to go.
Peace. I'm standing across the street right now.
All right.
And,
yeah, that's our building.
All right, they're on the street. We're looking.
They're waving.
We don't see anything yet.
There's a tractor trailer going in front of the studio. It should be on about now, guys. You see them right across the street?
They moved them inside.
Wait. Lift it up. Lift it all the way up. That's high. Move to your right. All right, but you're on again. No, you're behind him. Move to your right.
Or way over to your left.
Way over to your left.
Move way left, dude. Way left.
Run left.
Run left. As hard as you can. I'm serious. Run. Oh! God damn. We could tell it was the wow sign. You were almost there. You were like the W and half the O, man.
It's tough because they keep trying to move the camera around.
They're screwing around with the camera.
They're completely on to you because they keep going to different camera angles.
You just got to torment them.
Chris, what's going on?
Dude, that is the funniest SDRL I've ever seen in my life. Psycho Mark looks like a little puppet out there. Where you're like,
crazy.
He's like taking these little steps.
Oh, it's too funny,
that
man.
That is the largest wow sign I've ever seen.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
If anyone comes up to him, tell him nobody nip nates with the Psycho Mark.
All right, very good.
All right, later.
Thank you.
I hope my insurance is set up because I'm going to get nailed by a car here.
Yeah, you got to be careful because when you're running all over the street, there's cars flying all over the place, man.
Yes, there is.
Let me see what else we got here. There's a ton of people calling in. Sean, what's going on?
Yo, nonstop recording for you guys.
Oh, cool.
I've got it all.
We're still looking for Psycho Mark's Letterman CBS TV appearance from last week. Someone's got to send that in to us so we can put it on the unofficial website.
I didn't get that one. Yo, tell the cops to, like, screw themselves.
All right. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, most of them are being cool.
All right. You guys want the tape?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye.
Stand by. They're going up again.
All right. Here we go again.
This is too funny.
All right, they're live again. All right, where are you, Mark? Where are you? There you are!
Stay right there!
Stay right there! Hold it up straight!
I'm gonna go on the right side,
man! You're a lunatic! Go right!
It's okay. He was on for like 15 seconds.
You're a freaking loon, man.
All the way right! You're back on! All the way right! Run as far. Too late. Okay.
It's
all right.
Doing quick clips. Oh my God, it's too funny though. He's jumping around. He's waving the sign around. It does. It looks like it's been inserted in digitally or something.
Hey, Rich, what's up? All right, they're on again. Move to the right.
I can't. I'm stuck behind a bus.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm screwed right now.
Oh, there's the bus.
We see the bus.
Yeah.
All right, that's okay. Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hey, guys, this is incredible, man. You guys are too funny. I'm sitting here, got MTV on, the stereo on. It's like total interactive.
Yeah.
I mean, Psycho Mark is a nutcase. He is in every shot that they go to, man. You guys rock. This is too funny.
Yeah, I'm in right now. I'm sitting
here. All right, Rich, thank you.
Take care, guys.
This is our new bit, interactive TV, man.
A lot of instant feedback's coming in. The sign is as big as Mark, and he's jumping in the street like a fish out of water. Mark looks like a Smurf on crack running around with that sign.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. This is really funny.
Fire department.
Tom, what's going on? Tom.
Can barely hear him because of the...
Brian from Flushing, he goes, I'm screaming at the freaking TV. Move right, move left. The people are screaming at home. Hey, Mark, no one's messing with you at all?
No one's messing with me at all. I mean, again, this is America. It is a sidewalk. I get locked out of it a lot of times. I choose to do so. I should go head over to Fox and see if I can do two in one day.
That's not a bad idea.
Go over to the Fox News channel and give them the goose, too.
Oh, yeah, because they have those windows now, don't they?
Yeah, but you got to do it. You got to get the timing just right for them.
Yeah, so if you could get by their windows where they do their broadcast.
Yeah.
And then get on the cell phone with us. We'll monitor it. And right when they go to that shot, you could just jump out and make a buffoon of yourself with that wow sign.
Dude, I'm going to stay here for a little bit because I'm having so much fun with MTV. They're about to
shoot me out the window.
All right, John, you're on the radio. What's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I just had to speed home down the parkway, and I just put on MTV. Dude, I am pissing my pants. He's like a crazed monkey, man.
That's why we call him Psycho Mark. He has struck again.
He's the best.
You two in 2 weeks, man. We bow to you, Mark. We bow to you.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Great job.
Bye. are they going back to you or what?
I don't know. I'm sort of watching. I think they're in the middle of the video right now, as far as I can see.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get another angle. They keep moving all the whole set around, and they keep trying to shift stuff. But I'm too smart for that.
We ought to get a girl to wow.
I know. Is there?
I mean, imagine that real live boobs on MTV like that.
Any girls in the area?
Yeah, we should get some chicks down here.
Man, I mean, even if they wow from your distance, it'll be hilarious.
It's still boobage.
Yes. Let me see what Sal has to say. Sal, what's going on?
Yo, what's up?
All right.
Oh, I saw Psycho Mark on MTV, man. I'm crying. It's so funny.
Cool.
I see this little blue guy jumping up with a wow sign. Hilarious.
That wow sign is huge.
It is huge.
Oh, it's crazy.
All right, man.
Keep it up, guys.
Thank you, Sal. All right. Everyone's saying we got to kill the delay.
Yeah.
That is a problem, but
yep.
I don't know if it's going to happen, though. Mark, you still there?
Yeah, I'm trying to get set up for the next shot. The cameraman is kneeling down right now. He's not getting an angle of the screen anymore because I'm down here terrorizing the neighborhood. I'm doing, like, high-angle shots right now of him from underneath, so...
We're affecting the way they're directing the show.
I'm warning the cameraman up there. Hi,
Carson.
I'm like, hi, it's me!
Carson, we're going to go with the up-the-nostril shot on this one.
Hey, John, what's up? Hey, John, what's up?
What's going on, Opie?
All right.
I saw Mark on a... MTV?
Yeah.
He looks like a lunatic jumping around. He's all blue.
That's our man, Mark.
They, you know, MTV screwed. They repeat that thing at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So whoever didn't see it and, you know, the delay, whoever catches the delay.
Yeah, we'll see it.
Tape it.
I wonder if they're going to have to,
cube them out or something.
Cube out the wow later or something. All right, John.
All right, see you later.
Bye. All right, Mark, I think they're going to go to you any second here. Hold on, what is Eddie's trying to say? Eddie!
Yes?
What's up?
Go to 59th and 5th, Psycho, at 5 o'clock. They're going to do the 5 o'clock newscast at the Early Show studio.
Really?
Yes.
You hear that, Mark?
They switched the studios now because they're losing money.
The 59 and 5th today?
59th and 5th.
They're doing the 5 o'clock news?
The same block as FAO Shorts on the other side.
Are you sure they're doing it from there?
Positive, 100% positive.
All right.
Nobody's in front of those windows.
All right.
All right?
Thank you, Eddie.
All right.
Bye.
All right, they're back on, dude. I'm, like, behind them a little bit. I'm trying
all right, here we go. Right. Here we are. We're back live. Look at the shot they got. Where are you?
Right here, man. I'm right there.
Shake the sign.
There you are. Move to your right a little bit. Like a step to your right. Perfect.
Look at him shaking around and stuff.
Watch out for that truck, man. Dude, run to the left real fast. Run to the left. Run. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Cars are coming.
What? He's in the middle of traffic.
He's in the middle of the street.
Hey, watch out for the cars.
What a friggin' lunatic.
Look at him.
He is a friggin' lunatic, man.
Oh, damn. Is that funny?
Funny,
man.
This is too much fun.
You gotta do one where you just run in the middle of the street to your left, and it'll be a great shot.
Like you'll be alone in the picture.
You'll be alone in the picture.
I'll be right in the middle of the street, and I'll be dead.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hold on a second. Someone wants to talk to you. Pete, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
My girlfriend works for MTV. If I can get in touch with her, she might be able to go out there and wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We really need a girl. If there's any girls near Psycho Mark, we want you to flash.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we need some
I might be able to get her out there.
All right. Well, do it immediately.
I'll try, and I'll call you guys back.
All right.
All right. All right, thanks.
We got a bunch of fans out here screaming, Opie Anthony.
Well, you got
to... What are you guys saying?
Well, get one of them to wow us, man. Is there any
guys? Yeah, you guys throwing chicks around and have nice huge cans?
Oh, wait, there's a sergeant on the line that just got a complaint from MTV. Sergeant Morales, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm coming down to take him down now. You guys got to get him out of there.
Come on.
No.
All right, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
No.
Oh, what a maroon.
Not even going to dump out the delay. Say Baba Booey as much as you want. Who cares?
That old gag.
That old gag.
Ryan from Jersey on the instant feedback. I guess he's not listening. It says on MTV's Total Request Live right now, there's a crazy guy dancing with a huge wow sign.
They didn't say that, did they?
Yeah. A crazy guy. That's you.
Wait, I thought it was Psycho.
Bobby, what's up?
Yo, guys, I was just watching Total Request Live. I saw the thing on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. But what really would be good, what would be much cooler, is if you actually get a girl to wow on the air.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, yeah,
do
that's it. What you should do. And, you know, it's really tough when you guys talk about it with the delay and all that.
Yeah, we know.
It's still funny as hell, man.
That's what you should get.
All right, Bobby. All right. Thank you, Bobby. There's always someone trying to wreck our buzz, man. It's still funny as hell. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
They're in a long commercial break now, I think.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I would hope so. They were probably so sick of me. They didn't really want to go back live ever.
Is anyone saying anything to you?
I haven't. One cop, I was in the middle island. One cop said one thing, and that was it.
Yeah.
But other than that, no one has even said a word. Every cop that drives by has been giving me the thumbs up. They're like, hey, you're the best. You know?
Is there any girl close by that could do a quick wow?
There's about 12 teeny boppers in front of me, but...
Now, we need... If there's any Opie and Anthony fans really close to Psycho Mark outside the, you know, the MTV studios, you got to find Mark with the huge wow sign.
You can't miss me.
Well, that's obvious.
Quick flash, that'd be great.
Let's go to...
Someone says Mark looks like the old video game Frogger in the middle of the street. Remember that game?
Yeah, because you're moving all over the place trying not to get hit by the trucks.
I nailed about 12 times.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
I thought yesterday was funny with CBS, but you guys beat yourselves out today.
Yeah, this is hilarious, man.
I used to like the show. Now I have to listen to it or my day's not complete.
Oh, thank you, man.
You guys are hilarious. The CBS bit is the funniest thing radio has ever produced.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, thank you.
You got it.
I think they're going back live.
All right, we'll find out in a second here.
Trying to get in position here for this camera shot.
Someone's saying they finally have a reason to watch MTV since they were 13.
Oh, man.
He's going to get hit by that friggin' bus.
Yeah, watch out for the trucks and the buses, Mark.
Dude, I'm going to get nailed.
All right, let's see what happens. Are they going back?
I don't know. I think they're still on a...
All right, yeah, they're coming back right now.
All right. Yeah, they're doing crowd shot.
They got that chick.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Just eagerly awaiting.
Just waiting for the cue from the director inside, and we should be going.
Psycho Mark has struck again today. We told you he'd strike again soon.
Who's the boss?
There's some long freaking
Christina Aguilera thing.
All right, here we go. They're coming back. TRL, the live shot. They're showing the crowd.
There's the street.
They're going back to the jock any second. Now listen to what we say, Mark.
The truck's going to go in front of me, but after the truck, I should be on the other side.
All right. There's the truck.
I am jumping up and down.
Wait. Ah, oh, that damn truck. Wait. Come on. There you are.
All right.
Very good.
What a lunatic.
Hey, move to your right. To your right. Move to your right. There you go. Dude, you're going to get hit by a car. Watch out.
Here goes the ambulance.
That ambulance almost hit him. Run in the middle of the street. Oh, no. All right. That's fine.
Yeah, we can't have him getting run over. I can't believe it. He's just right there. That's great.
There's the huge wow sign.
Now he's walking into the street.
If you could move into the street, it would be perfect. Oh, my God, there's a long, long shot, and you're right in the middle of the street, man. There you go. Dude, watch out for the trucks. They're flying right by you.
All right, I'm good.
All right, get ready to run in the middle of the street if you can. Go now.
He can't run into the middle of traffic.
There he goes. He's crossing the street.
Yeah, and they quickly cut away.
That was a good one.
They're all laughing at you out there, man.
There's a crowd of people here. They're all like, cheering me on. They're like, here we go, Psycho Mark! Come, Psycho Mark!
Yeah, we need a girl to get over there in front of the MTV studio.
Yeah, well, we got Jay on the phone. Jay, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, O&A?
All right.
We are congealing bastards, what's up?
Not much, we're having fun today.
Well, yo, my girl's out there, dog.
Well, get her to Psycho Mark.
Yeah, sure.
Nah, he just hung up. All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, my girl's out there.
Diana, what's going on?
I'm fearing that I'm going to see a clip of this on Fox's next one, Good Times Go Bad. She's going to get nailed by a taxi.
How scary is that when you see the truck?
I'm scared for him.
Yeah, because the sign is so big and he's just running forward. He doesn't even realize he's running in the middle of traffic and stuff.
When Good Times Go Bad. You're going to see it, I'm telling you.
All right, Diana.
Unbelievable. You guys are the best.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Psycho Mark striking again today for the Opie and Anthony show. Eh?
Yeah.
What is the instant feedback saying?
People loving it. Think it's hysterical. They're watching at home and listening to the radio. Truly interactive. We've taken radio to a new level. It's like a big, stupid video game, isn't it?
It really is.
It's Frogger with Psycho Mark.
Hey, Sean, what's up? Sean.
I'm off on... Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Sean?
Who's this, Open Anthony?
Yeah, real fast, Sean.
Yeah, I said Psycho Mark. He's an idiot.
All right, hold on. Mark.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Who's talking to you?
Some guys here on the street, they're telling me I should go up to 59th. What was the street again that they're broadcasting live from?
59th and 5th. Is that really true?
59th and 5th.
Yeah.
I'll go up there. I mean, you know me. I can tell less.
All right.
But I don't know. I'm not done with MTV yet. I still want to have more fun.
When is this TRL over?
Five?
They go all the way to 5? All right, they're back on, Mark. They're back on. Where are you?
I'm not in the shot. Hold on.
All right, you got to move. All right, now
I saw a piece of them.
They just cut away. The Rock is on TRL tomorrow. A lot of people thought we were going to strike tomorrow when The Rock was
there.
But today was a surprise attack, Anthony.
I just parked up the street and run down.
All right, you're back on.
Hold on.
You got to get in the crosswalk.
All right, I'm right here on the crossroad now.
All right, they're moving out. All right.
I'm dead.
They're down on the street, and that's the end of the show.
Yeah, is it?
Yes, Mark.
Oh, this is tape.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Psycho Mark strikes again, everyone.
Once again, infiltrating live television.
All right, Mark.
I'm going to head over to Fox.
All right.
Because that's the next stop to 59th and 5th.
59th and 5th. Get over there immediately. Try to get some girls over there as well.
Yeah,
any ladies that want to flash, Mark will be at 59th and 5th with the huge wow sign, okay?
All right, I'll see you guys. I'll call you guys back.
All right, cool.
Peace out.
Psycho Mark, everyone.
Brilliant. We got to get that TV on Fox now.
We'll do that. We are so late. We got to take a break here, man. We are so late, Ed.
Too funny.
All right, we'll be playing some commercials. If anything happens, we'll definitely jump right back into the show, so stay there.
Opie and Anthony. 1027
WNEW. We're back. It's the Opie and Anthony show. You never know who's going to stop on by the studio. On the way, actually, Stephen Lynch, Anthony.
Yes.
So we got Stephen Lynch coming into the studio. We have Psycho Mark causing havoc all over Midtown.
Live television.
And now in the studio, our buddy, our pal, Chuck.
Yo.
Yes.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
All right. Okay. Chuck in a suit decided to come by to hang out with the show today.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely. Baby suit. That's what this is, guys.
Were you checking out Psycho Mark on MTV?
God, he is a nut. He's a straight lunatic, man.
You know what's funny, though? Carson Daly is so self-absorbed, he probably turned around like, wow, they're really impressed, aren't they?
Yeah, wow. Maybe wow. They're wowing at my little costume we're wearing today.
Exactly.
Well, Carson wasn't there today. It was Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
They're going to rerun this tonight. It'll be very interesting to see if they have to, like, chrome out all the wow signs.
No, they probably won't.
You don't think they will? They'll just let it fly?
So. People loving it, though. Andy in Jersey, Jesus, he almost got hit by that friggin' postal truck. Did you see that?
And, that'd be the first time a post office person kills somebody without a gun.
Yeah.
I think the Opie and Anthony show is truly the first radio show to become interactive with TV.
With your TV. It's
and
great.
Without their knowledge.
Right. Yeah, that's the most fun. That's the only fun way to do it. Kevin in Jersey, is there any way to hook Psycho Mark up to a joystick so we can just move him around that way? Pick another day and I'll go whip him out for you. Yeah, we're looking for a girl to join Psycho Mark.
You know what? We got to let this settle down a little bit because we figured out some things today. And, yeah. And we have to have another sneak attack, but
all right.
It'll get better next time.
The people down there love Psycho Mark. TRL with Psycho Mark, total request lunatic.
Hey Ryan, what's up,
fellas? How you doing?
All right.
I actually work in that building. I was just downstairs, and it's funny. This whole group of guys now following around. He's like a mental patient out there. He's laughing to himself and giggling and everything.
That's why we call him Psycho Mark. He's out of his freaking mind. He'll do anything for this radio show. Yeah,
then he rolls up this sign and tries to, like, hide it. Like, he's, like, you know, like 007 or something, dodging in and out of traffic to get, like, positioned where the camera starts Carson Daly and then him.
Yeah.
But you guys know you're screwing with your own company again.
I know, because what? Now we own MTV
CBS,
as well, right?
The Viacom first. So you guys are in trouble again.
That's going to be everything.
That's
yeah.
why we can't worry about it anymore. We just got to F with the world, and we'll see what happens.
All right, good stuff, Al.
All right, thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Speaking of our own company.
What, CBS FM's on our case again today? Bobby, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I was just listening to your CBS thing. I was dying, driving.
Yeah.
So about 5 minutes ago, I pull into a store, and I go in, and they have CBS FM on. And you got that guy that sounds like he smokes 1,800 cigarettes a day telling the news. Right as he ended that, he starts going like this. He's like, well, look at the problems we caused today making fun of these guys. And the other guy, they're like trying to laugh it off and everything. And the guy, right before he puts a song on, goes, oh, yeah, well, maybe next time somebody will... we can pick on a station somebody really wants to listen to.
Oh, you guys should all call them and remind them who's kicking whose ass in the ratings.
I did already.
Before they start making comments like that.
I told them I was Cousin Brucey's nephew. They still wouldn't let me through.
They're not going to let you through because they don't know how to deal with it.
No.
Of course they don't.
We let people through this radio show all the time that wants to trash us.
Yeah, well, what the hell?
All right.
Hey, you guys suck. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Pretty funny.
If they had any balls whatsoever, they would put some of our listeners on their airwaves this afternoon.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen. They don't know how to handle a situation like that.
No. They'd freak out.
Evan, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up? I was just channel surfing, too, and they said the same thing. It was hilarious. They were saying, we should find somebody else to insult that gets us free publicity.
It doesn't matter. We're still kicking their ass in the radio.
I was listening to that yesterday. I almost crashed on the way home. I was crying.
What do they think? Like, our listeners obviously, you know, might check them out or something to see if they actually do sound like that, which they do.
I don't know.
And then get stuck there and go, oh, I really enjoy this station. I like hearing 50-year-old music played by 80-year-old men. Yeah, this is really much better than the O&A show.
This is exactly what I was looking for from my radio.
CBS FM. We better find someone else to goof on, because we don't know how to deal with the phone calls we're getting. Hey, how about we play a moldy oldie and then have a girl shoot a ping pong ball out her snatch? Come on, everybody. Come on. CBS.
That was hilarious. You guys are great.
How about we do that today on CBS FM? It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Show us your cans, bitches. Yeah. Ron Lundy, hello, love. Let me see you shoot a bowling ball out of that gash.
Don't forget to tell the ladies to hob some knob, because it is Tuesday, Anthony.
Yeah, we're going to try to get listeners the same way Opie and Anthony do. Hey, ladies, it's Hummer Tuesday. Hob some knob on CBS FM. Hob, hob, knob. To the sounds of the happy organ from 1959. You're hobbing knob, baby. CBS.
They gotta be kidding me.
Oh, please, the echo's gonna make my head split open. CBS, don't goof on Opie and Anthony. They'll talk about you and how you like to touch children.
Children touchers.
No, we don't know what they're talking about over there.
Whatever. But if they have any balls whatsoever, put some of our listeners on your little radio show today.
Yeah,
it won't happen.
What happened? Their numbers are drastically go up to 5.
Yeah, well, they keep dropping dead, the listeners. So
exactly.
They got to recruit them from somewhere.
We're recruiting new listeners.
Yeah.
Don, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
All right.
How you guys doing? Yo, you guys going to the Knicks game tomorrow night?
Not tomorrow's game, but in the near future. Why?
No, because I work for the Knicks. I want to say what's up to you, fellas. Maybe get you an autograph or something.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I won't be there tomorrow, but
we should get Psycho Mark at the Knicks game.
Yeah. He should be the guy that runs on the court with the big, huge wow sign that gets tackled.
Better than that, a big, huge, like at the college football games, you know, the guy with the banner, and he just runs down the field.
Right.
And just have a big flag, a wow flag, and just watch everybody. It'll be like a pig catching race, you know? You ever seen them lately, like, trying to catch the pigs? Watch them all.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Patrick Ewing, like, tackles Psycho Mark in the middle of the Knicks game.
Yeah, but get Mark real greased up first.
Starts, like, pounding on his head.
He's out there trying to find more trouble, so I don't know. We'll see where he ends up today.
That's a good idea. We ought to get, like, Ziggy and all his homeless friends to carry wow signs out front of MTV.
Not a bad idea at all. All right. Because we were on, like, for 50 straight minutes with Psycho Mark, we do have to take another quick break.
Oops.
Stephen Lynch should be here soon. Psycho Mark should be checking in. We got Chuck in the studio. Lots going on the Opie and Anthony show today.
Yes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell. Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes, people losing weight. You know, you bulked up. It's the winter. It's cold. You got to get your layer of fat. But what are you going to do when the weather starts getting warmer, huh? You going to be a pig when you peel off those clothes? No. Stacker, too, world's strongest fat burner. Burns the fat away. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
And it also gives you that boost of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it cuts the cravings to a snack during the day, so you're not putting Twinkies in your mouth and stuff. And gaining more weight.
And it all adds up to
losing that big fat belly that you accumulated over the winter.
Don't you like to call that area of a woman a bunt?
The bunt. Ladies, the guys don't like the bunt. No
Stacker,
bunt.
Stacker 2 can help you get rid of the bunt.
Nobody wants to lay down a bunt.
No. Lay down a bunt.
Certainly don't want to lay on a bunt.
They should call it the world's strongest bunt burner. That's what they should call Stacker 2.
What happened to your bunt?
Yeah, it's gone. It melted away with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2. And without the annoying of...
Look, now we had to dump out of that.
You had to dump out of that? You had to dump out of the commercial. You
know?
This is the commercial.
People pay for this. They don't want to hear that. Ixnay.
Ixnay with that reference.
I'm opening up a whole new market for them.
Certainly are.
All right. It's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It gets rid of the bunt.
We dumped out of a commercial. Jesus Christ.
That's a first on our show.
The studio, dumping out a commercial.
All right. They have a website, www.stacker2.com, or give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE for Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. 1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony show. Chuck sitting in with us today. Stephen Lynch on his way into the studio in a little while. And Psycho Mark somewhere in Midtown causing havoc, Anthony.
Yes.
A lot of fun once again on the radio program.
Absolutely. Every day is a circus in here.
Causing Jesus. Havoc everywhere. Some guy talked to you. What? Let's talk to Jack real fast.
All right.
Jack, what's going on?
Going on, Opie and Anthony.
All right.
Yo, remember a couple months ago, this is when you were sick, Ope.
Like he isn't now.
Family.
Yeah, I was physically sick.
Anthony, remember the girl, Carmella, working in the, she was working in the deli?
Oh, we got a call, yeah. Carmella working in the deli, mm-hmm. And two guys that worked with
her.
I'm him. And they were going to have a threesome with this chick.
Mm-hmm.
See, where they all worked at the deli.
I remember hearing that from my sick bed.
Yes. Well, what happened, Jack?
Oh, I banged her.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Dude, that doesn't sound like a threesome.
Well, no. See.
You know, you were like, just screw him.
It was kind of a threesome. Like, I was banging her on my bed, right? And then I left, and then my friend came in, and then he freaking banged it.
Oh, tag team.
Yeah, tag team action. Because I don't want to see my friend Schween, right. You know what I'm saying?
So are you just calling to brag? Is that it?
Well, see, I don't work there no more because, you know, I just stopped talking to her. I'm calling from my new job because, you know, as soon as I banged her,
That was it.
So what's the point, though, man?
Man.
I mean, I'm proud of you. Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of you.
Right.
But I just want to know exactly, like, why, I mean, what's the deal?
Well, I just want to brag, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with a little bragging rights, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A little bragging rights never hurt anybody.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Sergeant Charlie. Sergeant Charlie! Oh, my God. He came apart.
I repeat, we're under heavy fire.
See, first one of the day.
Man. There they go, flying off into the rising sun.
I love the smell of napalm in the afternoon.
In the morning.
Isn't that great, man? We could just call it an airstrike on crap like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's I like that, man, the airstrike. I'm going to tell you the truth. It took me 3 weeks to get over the train wreck, man.
Yeah.
I just regained use of my legs. Don't think I forgot about that.
Train wreck. Chuck got trained
that
time.
You train wrecked me, man. But at least Opie, see, now you guys don't even give any warning. Opie, you said, get off the trash, get off the
trash.
Now, it's
now
just
you
like,
just let it happen.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Listen, I called a couple weeks ago when you had The Rock on.
Yeah.
And I was busting his chops about when he goes to the Meadowlands, he's going to get up and talk and all this other stuff. And he promised up and down that he was going to do his rock thing.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, I go out, buy tickets, take the kids.
Uh-oh.
To the event, and what does he do? He comes out, doesn't open his mouth, doesn't do a thing.
Something must be done about this man.
Well, the kids are disappointed, sadly.
Well, I got to cut you off because Psycho Mark's back on the line, but what I can tell you is The Rock is coming in tomorrow for round two, and we'll discuss it further.
Oh, he's coming in tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, take it easy. I want to say a shout-out to the Rick.
All right, and please call in tomorrow and confront him on that.
Don't worry, I'll be calling him because I'm calling him out.
All right, we got a surprise for the Royal Rumble as well coming up Sunday when they broadcast live from Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for that one. Thank you, Mike.
All right, take it easy.
All right, man, let's go back to Psycho Mark, see if anything else is going on the streets of Midtown. Mark, what's going on?
Oh, what's up, guys?
Where are you?
I'd rather not say because, let's put it this way, I'm in a position where my friend Stephen Clark is really close.
Well, don't say his name because everyone knows which station he's on.
All right. Well, I already gave it away. It doesn't matter. But you're right. They are broadcasting down from 5th and 59th.
What are they doing?
In about 4 minutes, they're going to be going to the news.
Oh, my God.
They're going to open up the news. I'm going to have the giant wild sign. Well, I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, but...
Yeah, don't say what you're going to do today.
Yeah. Just keep everything on the QT until 0 hour.
Yeah.
Just laugh. Let's not go laugh.
You got some fans in Greater Western New York at Hobart William Smith College.
Oh, really?
Hobart and William Smith College. This guy emailed me. Doesn't get the show, but he lives here. He's in college. And says, oh, my God, just saw a huge wow sign on MTV. Guy can't hear the show. But he felt compelled to write us and say he saw that.
Nice. That's a good feature.
Oh, very good.
That's a good warm-up, considering we were supposed to do it tomorrow.
I hear you have a lot of fans following you all over the streets, huh?
I got rid of most of the fans. Actually, I have nobody with me right now because I'm better off working solo than...
Right.
Well, with anybody else.
I got to tell you, the MTV thing was a huge success. Huge.
Hey, we're going for a two for a Tuesday today.
Yeah. We'll see if you can pull this one off today, man.
All right. Well, keep me on hold here, all right?
All right, we'll do that. We'll come back to you in a couple minutes.
All right, make sure you come back to me right before 5. We've got about 3 minutes to go here.
I'll do that. Hold on.
Yep.
And somebody in, someone in Massachusetts, same thing, saying that they saw a wow sign on MTV.
Yeah, see, I mean, yeah, well, we invented the wow, so.
Where did Mark escape from, man?
Huh?
Where did Mark escape from? That's all I want to know.
He's been doing crazy stuff for us for a while, and it's about time that he's a star, man. Stephen Lynch still coming in today, Rick?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
God, we have lots going on today. I thought the show was going to be a dud today.
Yeah, we're having fun.
We're having
more
a lot of
TV
fun.
TV infiltration.
Let's go to Jerry real fast, and then we'll go back to Psycho Mark. It's getting close here. Jerry, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
All right.
You guys rock
the house.
Thanks.
Yo, I was coming over to Seaside Bridge. I was coming out of Seaside.
Yeah.
And I had a Dover Township cop follow me. I was, like, swerving over three lanes, man, laughing so hard.
That's cool.
I pulled over. I almost wrecked the truck. And I just want to tell you guys, man, yesterday was stellar.
Oh, thank you.
Destroyed a countertop listening to you guys.
Cool.
So,
to think we were going to take yesterday off.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it ended up we had a real good one. We're having a fun one today, too.
But yeah, I've been trying to get in touch with you guys for, like, months, man. And, like, Spaz keeps on hanging up on me, that douchebag.
Well, he's just trying to do his job out there.
Tell Spaz I'm going to kick his ass when I see him.
All right, Jerry, thank
and,
you.
And I'm going to be listening to you guys on Thursday, man. If you guys need help, I'll be up in Manhattan doing some tops.
All right, cool.
So if The Rock does get out of hand, I'll be up there to kick some ass.
We'll find out Thursday.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Jerry.
Peace.
Bye. You know, I mean, there's live TV crews all over New York every single night. So we do encourage, you know, some more of you guys to do this type of stuff.
You can do it with Wow Sign.
It is so easy to do.
And
yeah.
Nothing wrong with a homemade Wow Sign.
Because eventually they're going to be on to Psycho Mark, so... His career is going to be short-lived as far as this goes.
Security, they'll be out there with pictures of Mark.
Yeah.
Canvas in the crowd looking for him.
Hey, Mark, anything going on yet?
Just waiting. I think I've got about 1 minute to go here.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
So about D-Day, I'm just looking at, I can see a monitor through the window here.
All right, hold on. Don't give out too much, man, because they're going to be on to you. Hold on.
Hey, I'm hidden.
I'll come back to you in a sec.
He's hidden.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
Hey, Russ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I know you have a good story, but I got to keep you on hold. I didn't want you to hang up, all right?
My cell phone's starting to die. I'll say it real quick.
No, because we want to do a whole segment on this. Call back if your phone dies, all right?
All right, I'll stay on hold.
All right, because Psycho Mark's about to attack. If we lose you, definitely call back when you can.
Okay, man. I'm holding.
All right, man.
News people, beware the attack of Psycho Mark.
When Psycho Mark attacks.
Psycho Mark going for a doubleheader today.
Yeah, Super Thursday.
Well, they're just about ready to go to the news. Here we go. I think it might be right here. Okay, it's time for the news at 5.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Mark, do you see they're going live?
Yep, just about.
All right. All right, they're showing the killer cold top story. Killer cold grips the tri-state area.
Now, just see if you guys can see any barns.
Freezing inside. People don't have heat. Oh, my God. What are they going to do?
There it is.
Okay,
there's the live shot.
There's the live shot. Come on, Mark. Oh, shoot.
No. They still behind her head.
All right. Deep freeze. Mark, what's going on?
You probably can't see it.
No, not well, because they have a weird angle right now. Don't give up hope yet.
It's just behind her head.
Hold on.
Oh, there's...
We'll tell you when you're on. Ready? They're going to the weather map. Frigid morning. Newburgh, Bridgeport, Montauk, I slip.
Dude, can you get right against the window?
I'm right against the glass.
Okay, let's see what happens. They don't
have a bunch of wolves.
All right, they don't have a window shot yet. That's the only problem. They're doing a quick weather break. If you pull this off, dude, I swear I will crap myself. I will absolutely crap myself.
Yeah, this one will be a toughie.
Hey, Ant, this is the coldest day since January 27th, 1994.
What a goofy weather, man.
When it was 0 degrees.
Central Park, today's low was 3 degrees. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Let's look at some of the temperatures of the area.
Somebody is saying that they saw him on. We didn't see it, though.
Smithtown, 8 degrees. Shirley, 8. Here in Midtown, we're looking at 9 degrees. Up in Ossining, ooh, get out those sweaters, 2 degrees.
All right, hold on, Mark. They should go back to any second here, any second. Come on. Oh, damn.
What did they do? Did they put a background on them?
They're trying to...
They have a real tight shot on Steven.
And they put, like, a graphic right next to his head.
He's been made.
They might be on to you, man.
They might be on to you. It looks like they're blurry. Oh, wait, I see... Oh,
I see it.
We see it, but we need a better... they have to pull out, and then you're on, man.
Dude, they're going to kill me. There's a SWAT team out here. Oh, shucks, I could have been right there. See Times Square right now?
Yeah.
I saw them setting up 2 minutes ago. I should have been right there behind that goon.
You could have been
behind that goon.
You could have been right there, man. Damn.
What's the matter?
They're buzzing inside the studio like killer bees.
Hang out. You got to get on the live shot.
Well,
a bunch of people are on the line saying they saw him on Channel 2. Hold on. Let me... Bill, what's going on?
Yo, this is Bill. Listen.
They put, as you can see, Psycho Mark against the glass. They put a big tarp down on it, a big black piece of thing. You could make out the W and the O on it.
Really?
Exactly behind that. He's pressed against it.
All right.
All righty?
Oh, well, thank you.
No problem.
Everyone saw him on there. We missed it, Ant.
I did, too.
We didn't see that.
Guys, you could see it barely, but you could see it. Just get him to move back and forth.
Matt, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, he was definitely on, right? When they showed the two people on Channel 2?
Yeah.
He was holding it sideways.
And
he was, like, almost tinted out the window.
Yeah, what did they, black the window out or something?
Yeah.
And he was right against, right against the glass?
Yeah, definitely. He was right in between the two...
Damn, man.
Dude. It was the coolest thing. I saw him on MTV, too.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Psycho Mark is on TV more today than anybody.
What the hell is that?
Look at this old lady.
I ain't got no heat.
It's Andy Warhol's mom.
It was like the beast from that cartoon from Bugs Bunny.
Oh, this is what
I was the name of that cat? The
witch?
Yeah, the cartoon character in Bugs Bunny, the witch, or...
Yeah, it was a
was it Tweety Bird's grandmother?
Yeah. Matt, you saw him on Channel 2, huh?
Yeah, he was definitely there. I saw WoW.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Right. We're going to have to see when they go back to the anchors after this story. Because, I mean, it looks like they're just going in with the tight shots.
Yeah, you just messed up their whole broadcast again.
Dude, they're buzzing there. There are people running around with clipboards, and they're snapping.
Yeah, you've been
snapping. They must be doing the tightest shots in the universe because of me.
It's too bad you're not at Times Square, because that's a no-brainer today. Look at that.
Yeah, no kidding. I could.
They are live from Times Square. You would have been right behind
this guy,
right behind that reporter there.
Oh, I would have ambushed him.
They probably put that same guy back on just so they can prepare for Mark.
Yeah.
Camera two only. Camera two only.
My
Mark, what do you think of the odds of getting on again?
I don't know. There's security massing outside here. They're starting to...
Oh, they have completely moved the camera over, man.
Yes. Come on. There's something, like, behind the guy's head.
Yeah.
What is that?
I put a ficus tree there. I am right behind that little pole. They're moving everybody back to get security here.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'll step away from the glass and kiss my ass. I'm with the FBI.
All right, over his shoulder.
I saw you. Go by her.
Let behind her head.
Let behind her head.
Oh man, it's come away.
It's my Palestinian class. We partied at it.
We saw you for a couple of seconds.
They're so mad inside there. They're now cordoning off the area because of me. What country are you people from?
Argentina.
And do you like to stand behind TV stations like this like I do? This is a pastime we have in the United States. It caused havoc among the airwaves. She has no idea what I'm saying.
Caller,
welcome to America.
Tell me what WoW is about, man.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right.
I just saw Psycho Mark on the TV. That it was just like this little crack on like the left side of the anchor's shoulder. I saw.
Yeah, it was right on the
red sign. It was incredible.
Hey, some kids yelling at me over here.
You're getting wowed up there.
No, I'm getting wowed.
All right, thanks, Mike.
No problem.
Some kids just pulled up. He should have come by here and wowed Stephen Clark.
Oh man, Mike, what's going on? Hey, Mike. Mike, you there? We lost Mike.
Oh,
they have, Mark, they have such a tight shot now, it's not even funny.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
They've cordoned off the entire area in front of the window.
You can't even get close anymore?
Oh, no, I can get close.
Yeah?
I'm just waiting for the right moment.
All right. Jimmy, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I saw him. He was standing there with a big smile on his face. A nice shot of him, though. He had a big Kool-Aid on. I saw his white tooth. I want to hang out with him, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but they're trying to keep it tight, though. You can even look at the anchor's head. He's, like, pulling towards the other side.
Yeah, they know something's up. So
they know it. They're like gunshot. They don't even want to stand safe. They're pulling off to the right. You guys have a good one, man. Keep it up.
All right, bye.
Oh, my God.
It's friggin' funny, man.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, wave. I know. Daddy chasing me.
killing me. He's going to kill me. If they had 12 gauges, I'd be blowing the pits.
I've never seen such quick shots of the anchors in my life.
Run out of news.
Where are you now, man?
I'm across the street because they're unmasking an invasion on my ass. You guys seen that last shot?
Yeah.
I could totally see myself in the window because they got a monitor right there, which is the stupidest thing they could ever do.
Well, see, on that shot, you can't tell it was a wow sign, but, I mean, if you're a fan of the show, you can tell because you see, like, a quick W, the quick O, another W.
Yeah. It's about as good as they are storming out of that studio like chickens without their heads on. The director's running around.
We got to dump out a Mark. He's cursing. Yeah, yeah.
He's cursing like a...
I'm all pumped up.
Crazy man.
Yeah, no, I'm not big fans of them. Let's put it that way.
What a day for Psycho Mark, huh?
You're on the TV. Win an Emmy.
All right, Mark, we got to take a break. We're so late.
All right.
I call back if anything's going on, okay?
Yep.
All right, there he goes, everyone. Psycho Mark.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Chuck's in the studio. I see outside the studio that Stephen Lynch has arrived.
Yes.
We'll be talking to him in a few minutes. I believe he's got a gig tonight. Right? Is that why he's here? Tomorrow? Okay. We'll talk to him about that in a few minutes. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Got to tell you, if Psycho Mark ever gets arrested, I'll be happy to volunteer to take his place. And I got a suggestion for another bit you might want to try. I'm not sure I can say the name of the network, but it's the Big Sports Network up in Bristol, Connecticut. They've got one version. They've got the Network 2, Network News. Their news studio is in the main building. And they've got a window that goes the entire length of the building that people walk through and behind all the time. So you always see people back there.
Perfect.
That would be, I mean, MTV reaches a lot of viewers. ESPN reaches ESPN News. Oh, sorry. I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
It doesn't matter because you don't know when we're going to attack.
That's a good point.
They're not going to shut down because of the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. Well,
they'll forget about us, and then a month from now or so, all of a sudden, it'll happen, right?
It would just be, I mean, to, you know, doing a live shot outside is one thing. We get Psycho Mark or someone to infiltrate the studio.
Right.
I got a sister that works there. I'm not sure how much that'd help you guys out, but I think that'd be a pisser. I almost killed myself driving home.
We want Psycho Mark to spawn others. There are live crews all over New York every single day. Every single day. So if there's any Psycho Mark Juniors out there that want to, you know, take Psycho Mark's lead, go for it.
I've been inspired.
All right.
Great show, guys. I'd never get home from work without you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Later.
All right, bye. Let's go to Tim. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? You saw him behind that black lady, right?
Yeah.
Well, now there's like a security guard walking back and forth. Did you see him?
Yeah.
That's hysterical. You guys are totally screwing up the show. I love it. Yeah. It's so classic.
Oh, cool, man.
Got my dad listening now for the first time. He's like, these guys are nuts.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen on the show from on a day-to-day basis.
I know, man. You guys are the best.
All right, thanks, Tim.
All right, love you, Joy.
All right. Bye.
It's echoing.
It sounded like it was CBS, right?
Yeah, Bill, what's up?
What's going on, man?
All right.
Beach ball balls, man. That's what
Beach ball balls.
Michael Mark has
hoppity
beach ball
hops.
Balls, man. I don't know how he does it, but he manages to walk around with a big-ass pair.
Right.
I can't even tell you how big his freaking Johnson is.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people on the instant feedback are telling Psycho Mark to go for the hat trick today.
Hell yeah.
We're going for a third. We can't tell you where yet, so.
Oh, man.
A hat trick.
A hat trick.
Psycho Mark hat trick.
Yeah, he's
Yo, what's up, Stabil?
All right, man. Thanks, Bill. But he's been on TRL, MTV.
Yeah.
That was for like 40 minutes. I mean
that was
over
great.
And over again we were on there.
Yeah.
He was on Channel 2.
CBS.
Channel 2's 5 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Right behind Stephen Clark and Dana Tyler.
Until they tightened the shot. It was like
it was
ear to
lips.
Ear. That's it.
Yeah, just
her just lips. Today in the news.
I feel bad for the actors because we saw all the acne and everything. They had to get in so close.
Tight shot. It looked like that scene of the DJ and the Warriors.
Make up.
Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Ole?
All right.
I was just watching
Total Request Live.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious, man. I was just watching Russell Channel 2.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys
smoking
rock.
Some weed. And drinking Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah, you guys rock, man.
All right, thank you, Mike.
No problem.
Bye.
Thanks. I was just watching Total Request Live. Oh, no, wait, that was your porno.
John, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Real good.
All right, I was down there behind Psycho Mark by MTV. He was going nuts over there.
He is crazy.
He almost got hit by a bus and a truck and a cab.
Yo, he's running around like a crackle with crabs. He's all over the place. Well, anyway, look, I think you guys are great, and I just want to let you know, my cousin Santos, he wants to go out there and become one of the Psycho Mark's friends there.
All right, yeah, we're encouraging you guys to take Psycho Mark's lead and do it anytime you see a live guy on the street.
Yo, can I call in on Thursday? I want to talk to Rock. I want to put him down a little bit.
Yeah, Rock will be in here Thursday. Sometime after 5, we found out today, so.
All right, cool.
All right, John, thank you.
Later.
All right, bye.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, man. Psycho Marcus, let me see. It's good to be white. Because, really, if he was a brother, his ass would have been in cuffs a long time ago.
Come on.
Well, for a more serious crime. Okay.
I was going there. Don't worry about it.
Liz, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
You were the girl that wowed Mark while he was trying to do his job?
Yes, I did.
Bravo.
Very nice.
He enjoyed that.
I figured he deserved it. You know, he's been standing out there jumping like a little,
Liz, you got a dirty little mouth on you, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you guys so much.
All right. Well, thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
We can't curse.
Psycho Mark's on line 12. Mark.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on?
Oh, just hanging out here in the cold.
A lot of people want you to go for the hat trick today.
Well, yeah, where's the next play?
Huh?
I got to find the next broadcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know what would be really nice, and I think Channel 2 would appreciate it, was some nice fresh cans behind their heads in the window during a broadcast.
Well, that would certainly perk things up, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that top the day?
We're just getting this report that Mike and the Mad Dog Show is live from the NBA store right now.
Get out of town.
Isn't that close to right where you are?
Yeah, that's a nuclear bomb waiting to happen, though.
Who the hell's Psycho Mark? Why is he interrupting the show? You gotta give him a lot of credit, but kill him.
Hey, Mark, are you gonna do what we discussed or what?
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna make my way over to my favorite spot in a little bit.
Okay.
And do my thing. But I definitely still think we should get some chicks down here. If there are any chicks in the area.
All right.
And I'm right down to 59th and 5th.
All right.
On the corner.
Okay.
And come down and show their stuff.
Right.
With me and my nice, lovely wild sign.
All right, Mark. Well, you call back soon as something's going on, okay?
Yeah, I'll be standing here. People know where I am.
All right, man.
Psycho Mark, the Pied Piper of fun bags.
It's unbelievable.
Craig, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Opie and Anthony, man? I just saw Psycho Mark on TV with the yellow and red wow sign, man. He is crazy. He is totally crazy. I'm calling up all my friends. They're all laughing and crap.
Cool. Well, thank you, Craig.
People love Psycho Mark on the TV.
Of course they do. Jason, what's up?
You guys should give Psycho Mark Spaz's salary also.
Really?
Yes. Because he was on Channel 2 waving that sign back and forth going crazy.
Yeah, he was pretty much in every shot there on the news for the first 10 minutes.
And the last 5 minutes I was on the hold watching it, they had the wide angle because I guess they know he left.
Yeah.
And Dog is there by himself, so if you want to send him down there.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason.
You guys rock.
All right, man.
Evan from Jersey. Dana Tyler wanted to whip him out so bad you could see it in her eyes.
All right, we got to take another quick break. Stephen Lynch is waiting to come in here, and so let's talk to him next. And if anything pops with Psycho Mark, we'll definitely get him right back on the radio.
Late breaking.
Cool. We'll even break right into commercials if we have to. So stay right there. I'm hoping Christopher Walken's going to,
Oh, jeez. Make the guy perform.
Stop big Hollywood star now. Stop by the show today.
Look, maybe everybody Victoria's Secret. My friends, they want to shop. Buy underpants for them and theirs. Look at Ziggy. 4 feet tall laying down. Let the man buy Clarks' panties, maybe a nice flannel and some. Look, your manager's uptight. There's nothing you can do to stop us. Look, we're a mass. Opie and Anthony, 102.7 talk radio. Forget it. Why listen to music? You own the album. What are you going to listen to? Rock and roll. You own that record. Put it on 102.7. Listen to the homeless. It's a riot, baby. It's a riot. En masse. A peaceful assemblage of people. Smelly. White, black. But they all smell. White, black, Puerto Rican. No Chinese. They can care their own. They take care of their own. They don't let them get homeless. When's the last time you saw a Chinese homeless man? Never. They invite them in with open arms. Not like the whites and the blacks. They say, don't come home. You can go to Chinatown. The Chinese, down on your luck. You could wash dishes, go to a cockfight. You're never on the outs as a Chinaman. It's too bad. Unless you have red hair. If you're 300 pounds and have red hair, then they don't like you. Not like a 300-pound red-headed Chinese man. It's strange, really. Go to Short Hills Mall. I command you. No one will know. No one will know. Opie, Anthony, 102.7.
Bravo.
Oh, Christopher Walken, everything.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. Pretty much screwing off once again today.
I can't stand right here.
Psycho Mark, Psycho Mark, we got you live on the radio.
I promise, I'm really interested in television careers and stuff like that. The banner's, it's a brace.
A brace. He's trying to get on, the
I'm
news
just
one last time.
Hey, what's happening? What's your name?
Alexia.
Alexia. Van just showed up here. It looks like she wants to wow the. You want to wow the? Would you be willing to wow her? She's laughing. Is that a yes?
Whoa.
Well, hopefully we can run up next to the window and you can flash your boobies real quick. When I tell you, sir.
Yeah, you guys got to be fast.
Yeah.
We're going for the closing shot in seconds here, man. In seconds. Yeah.
Make it happen, Mark.
Make it happen. Come on, Mark.
This would be the ultimate.
Come on, Mark.
This would truly be the ultimate. Come on, Mark.
What you got to do is you got to run right up there and you got to go sideways along all the windows. So you got to do like a crab walk. sidestep the whole window. So that way, no matter which way they look, you're gonna see some hooters.
I'm gonna get arrested for
this. No, you won't get arrested.
No, you won't get arrested.
It's not a crime.
We've got everyone's listening around us. We've got literally like thousands of people sitting in their cars, just hanging out.
All right, here we go. The horse.
Here we go.
Horse puncher. Wait.
Behind his ear. Behind his ear, you'd see it.
Hold on.
Over here.
Over there. You gotta get.
You gotta get behind his ear.
God damn it. Oh, you just
missed
it. We just missed it.
Damn it.
Oh, son of a
rat's poop. How close were we to getting a wow on TV?
Pretty close. They have such a tight shot, it's difficult. But I think we can give it another go.
The ear
is pretty lax, if you know what I mean.
All right. You got one last shot. They're going to do a wide shot.
All right.
It's his, if you're looking at the back of his head, it would be to his right is a small opening.
Yeah,
We gotta do it right by his head. You see,
they always end with a wide shot. If they don't end with a wide shot, that means we influence their whole directing once again.
On the other side of that pole right there, in that small window, that looks like a good spot. Let's see.
All right, let's see what happens.
They're nuts, man.
You get a wow on TV, that'll be
huge. Good try.
All right.
I'll cover you with security. She's laughing. She thinks it's funny. Oh, crap. Here comes the reinforcements.
Oh, damn. See, everyone listens to our show. This is the problem.
They're listening to the show.
You know what? They have to broadcast here every day. So, if we don't get it today, which I'm pretty confident we will.
Look at how smooth you are, Mark.
They're with Pablo Guzman.
We're standing about 15, 20 feet behind the glass. Security's in front of us,
and
we're looking right in the studio right now.
Okay.
And you can just see everybody in there is absolutely like a thermometer. All right? Their heads are about to pop. They're steaming. The camera guys, here we go, all right?
All right.
No, there he is. Yeah, his ear, right there.
Go to his ear. Go to his ear. Go to his ear.
Right to the right of that post that's behind him. Now it's behind her. Behind her.
Behind her.
They just
lit. He's standing right here. He's right there. Hey, you know what Ross stands for?
Is that him?
Come on, get the boob. Get the boob.
Get the boob. You got
it's over her left ear.
You got the wild side on.
God damn. God, come on, man. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to go, guys. It's the end of the story. Come with me. Come on.
Oh, my God.
They're getting out of there.
I think they're fleeing.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Mark. You all right?
Yeah, man, we're cool, but he put a call in his microphone, and I got to, I'm going to start running.
All right, Mark's running away.
It's time for me to go.
All right, Mark.
Dixie Wowback.
All right, I'm safe now.
You're safe?
Yeah, but they're pretty mad.
We saw the wow sign.
Yeah, you know, the boob shot just, we're going to need a ladder for this.
All right, you know, we'll get that to happen on another station.
We're going to need a ladder with wheels, you know, so we can skate right in.
Well, let's see what's going on at 6 o'clock.
Very good.
There's got to be someone doing a live shot somewhere at 6. If our listeners could help us out and tell us where the news crews are, that would be greatly appreciated, all right?
I'll stand by right here. And
I have a feeling they're all setting up in Times Square, Mark.
All right, I'm going to head back there anyhow.
All right, man. Is that chick coming with you to WOW?
Yeah, why not? I'll bring him with me.
All right, get it with you. If you get some WOWage on TV, you will be everyone's hero.
All right, call back, man.
All right,
there he goes once again, Psycho Mark. Anthony, live in the studio, Stephen Ledge.
Yes. He's been looking at the festivities. Yeah, he's a lunatic.
You haven't met Mark yet?
I don't think I've met Mark.
I think he went to the bachelor party. I think he was there.
Oh, right, yeah.
He was pretty mellow back then, though.
Psychopath.
Yeah, he was
pretty funny.
I found him very shy and quiet.
Yeah.
Didn't have much to say.
This guy will do anything, man. We give him signs and stuff. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't
He'll do
matter.
Anything. It's awesome. Amazing.
Where can I get one of those?
You said you were home and you were watching MTV and you saw the wild sign.
I saw a guy jumping up and down with a big wild sign.
Yeah, they went to a much wider shot now.
Yeah, well, they don't have to worry anymore. Mark's gone. Stephen Clark looks pissed.
They know what's going on, man.
Yeah.
Professionals.
So you're playing or what, man?
Yeah, where are you playing?
Well, I got a couple shows coming up. Tomorrow in Ocean Township at Rascals, and then the next day at West Orange Rascals.
Right.
Should be some good stuff. A lot of good things going on.
Rascals. Are you still doing the VH1?
I haven't done it this year yet, the new year, no. I'm kind of their utility guy. They call me in when somebody's sick.
Like somebody
something.
Called in sick.
Right, and then they have
call up that Lynch kid.
But I'm working on the new album, which should be awesome.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, it's so much fun. Yeah, we're going to check out the studio today.
Hopefully it'll be available in other places than just Pusshead at AOL.com.
You can always go to Amazon. That's where the front
is. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought maybe you just had to go to Pusshead@AOL.com.
You can if you like, but
if you know how to spell Stephen Lynch, you just go to Amazon.com and you can order his CD.
Yeah.
Or you can email him personally, pusshead@AOL.com.
I'm gunning for early March for the new one, and I think it should be pretty good.
Yeah? No problems with lawyers making you not able to put out your CD?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think
if that happens, come
put
it to us.
You know, out of the trunk route again. So,
is that it?
Yeah, Stephen just like piles a bunch of CDs in the trunk of his car, opens it up, and is like, yo, man, what you need?
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy.
Yeah, we're having a problem with our CD, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come out.
It was ready to go, a double CD from Opie and Anthony, and I don't know where we stand at this point.
It's going to be all real relevant stuff by the time it comes out.
Right. Hey, how about that
Tet Offensive, huh?
How about those gooks in Vietnam? You know, we got to get our boys home.
Yeah, I think we have a Jimmy Carter bit on there.
Yeah, the upcoming moon landing is going
to
be...
Yeah, yeah. Kennedy says we'll be going to the moon before the end of the decade. I don't believe it.
Relevant stuff like that. The bastards.
Well, can't you take it back now and maybe throw some other stuff on there?
Yeah, well,
why not?
That's exactly what we're going to do. But
you got to put that that walk-in imitation on there. If it's not on
the Chris Walken.
Can you put that on there?
From Jay Moore?
Jay Moore.
Oh, my God. That's
Chris Walken.
Yeah, we could do that. But we have new bosses, and they sent the CD to the lawyers again to see what could be done.
How long have the new bosses been here?
A month.
And they still like us.
Yeah.
How about that? They actually like what we're doing. Like, Remember last time, the big controversy yeah. with you playing a song?
20-second song. I had to wait 4 hours to
play it. Yeah, 4 hours to play it because it had to run through more clearance than, like, somebody that's going to be a Secret Service agent.
Right.
And you played it. It was hysterically funny and not one bad thing in the song that couldn't be played over the air. But right. that was the atmosphere.
I felt like Diana Ross at the, you know, at the... at the airport before I could play my song.
It's exactly.
Cavity searches
on me. You've gotten full body cavity search. And that was the atmosphere that we were under here on the Opie and Anthony show for many months, and it brought us down.
So all that's changed.
It's gone now.
So the new boss is a better...
Wow, we can say that?
No. I seem to have lost my mind for a second. I said the F word. I'm sorry.
Let me get my guitar. I got tons of new stuff to play.
What Ant wanted to say was F, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say, man, they really are cool.
That's awesome.
They've been cool. We're waiting for
friends
that.
In the FC.
Now we're waiting for the day where we cross the line and they got to like bring us all awkwardly into their office and sit us down and talk to us, you know?
Because it's just like
though. It's pretty.
Yeah,
good.
A month. That's the longest we've gone without getting in trouble with the bosses. Because like remember the old bosses when we first met them and everything, and it was every time we ran into them in the halls, hey guys, how's it going? What's up? But then there's that first day. It's like. All right, meet in my office now. And it's like, that's it. It's over. You know? The honeymoon's over. And it was just like that for so long. Even though, I mean, Scott Herman, we got along great with him.
Right.
But even he had to deal with a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And I think he didn't enjoy dealing with it. You should see him now. He comes in here with, like, Hawaiian shirts on with lays around his neck, sipping pina coladas with a straw hat on. He's the happiest guy on the face of the earth now that he has nothing to do with the Opie and Anthony show anymore.
He looks 10 years younger, Steven.
Really? He's like, you know what? He looks at the new bosses that are coming in like the seasoned soldier that's shipping out of country. Right. He's, like, shipping out of Nam. He's on the Huey. Bye, I did my time. And they're shipping out, and he looks at the new
fresh
recruits, and it's like,
coming in.
Yeah, look at this, fresh meat.
You know, I was a rookie once, kid.
Yeah.
Just looking.
10 years on the force. You change your attitude.
Yeah, but that's the atmosphere we were under. Now, though, we're getting a little more leeway.
Our new boss looks like he's 17. By the time we're done with him, he's going to look like he's 45.
You guys can pretty much do any bit that you want to do and play anything you want to play.
Within reason, and we're still working on other things. Right. So, like, we can't play the dry, vag song.
Still?
Oh, man. Still.
Oh, can't play
but
that
we're
one.
Working on that one.
You know,
my favorite tune.
So isn't that a fave?
My favorite tune.
That the world... It's not allowed to hear that song is a travesty.
Isn't it like locking up the Mona Lisa in a box somewhere so people can't view it?
Truly is. Dry.
We got to get that.
Oh, wait a minute. So you can say the title, but you can't sing it? Is that
no, you can sing it like dry.
So before...
It's like listening to Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
We got to get that on the unofficial website.
Hell yeah.
Mark's in a car with a listener now.
What's he doing?
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Being apprehended. I didn't say it.
You did say it. I had to dump out, you idiot.
I covered myself right at the very end.
So what's up?
Nothing. I'm getting a ride right now from this gentleman, this guy named Joe.
All right.
And
he's got a gun to my head, and I'm giving him a Hummer.
I'm going to die. No, I'm cool. And Galexi is in the back seat, and she's prepared to flash the goods, and we're sort of like a little SWAT team right now. We're having around the city.
Mark, listen, mess with any other TV station except for CBS.
Well, we got to find another one. If the listeners can find out who's broadcasting where.
All right.
And that'd be missed. That would be a lot of fun because we'll go there right now. We're actually right outside the building.
All right.
We're real close.
All right. We'll call in if anything's happening, all right?
All right. Well, let me know. Call me back if any of the listeners find out.
We will do that.
I'm score anyhow just to see if we can find something.
All right, man. Let's go to Allison.
Psycho Mark looking for a live shot to wow.
He's going for a hat trick.
He's got a girl, though, with him, and she'll show boobs on live TV.
Has he ever tried to get right into the middle of the TRL thing?
Oh, the big group of people?
Right, where they, you know, go, I want to hear the best.
Yeah,
people.
No.
That was our first try.
He's a little too old for that, probably, right?
Yeah, you know
pick him
got,
right out of the
crowd. Yeah. Producers come in. You got to go.
The best part was, yeah, like...
trudging over a bunch of 14-year-old girls to be a little much in for this show.
The best part, Freddie Prinze Jr. is doing his thing, and in the background, there's a whole... freaking mess going on. Mark's like avoiding traffic.
He's almost getting hit by cops.
Yeah. You see the cop? I thought the cop was going to nail him.
It's probably a fan of the show.
All right. Allison, you still on the line?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm going to induct my boyfriend into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because of our show, you're going to give him a Hummer?
Well, yeah. Every Tuesday.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Where are you guys?
By Clinton.
Clinton?
Uh-huh.
Clinton? Clinton?
Who, the president?
No.
He's going to want one, too.
So forget him. He's disgusting.
You're in Clinton. That's... All right.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to do with this one, Ed?
Right now?
Yeah.
She wants to induct him?
Could go for the old bite.
I don't know. Maybe she could just hum a tune.
What?
You want to hum a tune while you're doing the deed?
No.
Why not?
I'm not that talented.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You just put it where it belongs and then just hum a song.
No?
No.
Well, come on, practice. Put your thumb in your mouth and hum right now. If you can do that, you can do it.
Absolutely.
See? There you go.
All right. There you go. You're ready to go. No?
Will she take requests?
No.
All right, Allison. Well, have fun with your mama.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Obviously a lost cause. Oh, we're supposed to give out Opie Goes to South Central today.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. We got a bunch of those.
We have.
That was hysterical. We talked about this porno movie. That's out. It's called Opie Goes to South Central. It's out there. It shows, like, this Opie-looking guy, like a Ron Howard type.
Someone yell to Spaz to run down the hall like a lunatic and get a copy. He'll bring it in 10 seconds.
And he's, like, in South Central, L.A., with a bunch of the brothers next to him.
Right.
And he's just got this big smile on his face. And it's a porno movie. I don't know what happens to Opie in this movie.
You haven't watched the movie yet?
No, we haven't seen it yet. But the company that made the movie, after we talked about it, sent us a box of like 25 of these things
to give to our listeners.
Yeah.
Are they all like white guys and black chicks? Is that...
I don't know. It's like one white guy, this Opie guy, and then a bunch of brothers. I don't know what happens. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's a gay
one. Hey, I don't know what happens.
Hey, Opie, I'm going to introduce you to my friend Shaniqua.
Maybe he gets some sisters.
I pray it's not an interracial gay porn.
I was going to say. No, don't let that thing between his legs bother you.
That would suck. But we got to get some clips off that for the radio show.
Yeah, maybe we should have screened it before we gave it away. Like, oh, my God. Opie and Anthony giving away gay interracial porno.
Hot black man ass. From Opie and Anthony.
This black guy's like railing this white guy.
It's a true prison film.
Which you give us over here. Here comes Spaz with a copy of the tape. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
All right.
Hey.
You're on the air. Let's go.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
Yeah, listen, I saw him back there behind the glass there for Channel 2.
Right.
Now they're doing all the wide shots. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, now that he's gone.
All the wide shots.
Now they got the wide shots.
You see, like, a freaking police car 5 blocks away with his lights on.
I know.
Bunch of a-holes, man. Anyway, I got 3 TVs on side by side here. And
he's got all the networks.
I got 2, 4, and 7 up, so as soon as one of them says they're going live, I'll try to call back in and let you know.
We got to try to figure out where the other stations are broadcasting live from tonight.
Oh, man, but you guys got a great show going. I've been laughing all day, and that CBS thing was freaking hysterical.
Cool, thank you.
All right, you guys have a good night, man.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
That was nothing compared to the MTV thing, but who's got the Opie Goes to...
Yeah, this isn't gay.
All right, thank God.
Because Kira's in it and Dominique Simone.
Ah.
Yeah, look, he's got like a Spanish broad in there and a black chick.
Look at like the brothers pointing at the Opie guy.
Yeah.
One guy's like got his fingers like a gun and looking at him like he's going
to
shoot him.
Because that's the real version of Opie Goes to South Central.
Yeah. There wouldn't be any chicks in his future.
Because the last thing you're going to take when you get to take a wrong turn on the Hollywood freeway is a... I almost said it, man.
Can someone get Spaz? Because knowing Spaz, he's going to give this porno to a 14-year-old, and we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah, you better make sure.
Spaz, make sure they're 18, all right? All right, very good.
I thought it was an episode of Andy Griffith.
Spaz, we'll give away 2, all right? 10th and 11th caller gets a copy of Opie Goes to South Central.
It's like some country rube guy. He's got his little suitcase from Nebraska or something. And he's with the chicks. He's giving a thumbs up to the camera.
Yeah.
The hood ain't so bad after all.
Yeah. We'll sign the box, too.
Look at the cans on this black chick.
Jesus Christ. We'll sign the box, and we'll give you a...
Sign the box. Opie, she has a name.
Wow, she does have a nice set there.
All right. 10th and 11th callers get a copy of Opie Goes to South Central. Sorry about that.
Right onto the keyboard.
Oh, that's good. 212-757-1027. All right. Stephen Lynch in the studio. Where's the gig again, Stephen?
Tomorrow in Ocean Township at Rascals, and the next day at Rascals in West Orange.
All right. You brought some emails from our listeners?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I never get to respond to the fans,
all right,
your fans and mine, who email me, and I thought maybe I'd just read a couple of these and then.
All right. Can we do it next?
Yeah, that's great.
Let's because you didn't bring your guitar, we can play one of the songs you've played on our show before.
Okay.
Which one you want to hear today?
Your
choice. We've played all of them, so
I really.
What Stephen Lynch song you want to hear, Chuck?
Okay. Wait a minute. Gerbil.
Gerbil?
Yeah.
All right, we haven't played Gerbil.
We haven't played a lot. Okay. And I love that.
All right, here we go. More with Stephen Lynch in just a bit. Stay there.
This one is called Gerbil.
I bought a gerbil at the petting zoo. If Richard Gere can do it, I can too. I get undressed, I start to lube. I stick the gerbil in the end of the tube, wondering just how he'll feel. Will he like it better than his little wheel? Careful now, he's right beside me. One more inch and he's inside me. Go! So now my gerbil's on Easy Street. It's warm and cozy and there's plenty to eat. The situation is beyond my control. Gotta find a way to get him out of his hole. I try crowbars, I try wires. I almost hurt him with a pair of pliers. I tried cheese, but he's not biting. I wish this wasn't so exciting. Go, gerbil, go. Jesus, I am such a sucker. Please get out, you furry. Sign. Here's some advice, it's very clear cut. If you love your gerbil, don't stick him up your butt. Don't stick him up your butt. Little furry gerbil in your booty hole.
All right.
Wow.
The gerbil song.
Thank you.
The only time you'll ever hear that on the radio. Hope you taped it.
Opie, you're a sick ass man. Anthony,
you're not a jackass. You're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show in the studio. Stephen Lynch. I don't have his dates in front of me, so Stephen Lynch has to do his own plugs. I apologize, but
hey man, it's okay. Tomorrow night, Rascals in Ocean Township, and Thursday night, Rascals in West Orange.
Very good. If you've never seen Stephen Lynch, you gotta go.
And then I'm gonna take a little break for a while to record the album and do some college food. So
nice. I'm looking at you.
I'm calling it quits for the local shows for a few months while I write some new stuff.
So you're saying this is your last chance to say? Oh, look, you like Celine.
Goodbye.
I will retire.
I'd like to do.
I will be retiring from show business to spend some time with my family.
And I'm going to remarry my longtime manager, Eric.
Yes, I must have more gay experiences to write some more of those funny comedy songs. I'm going to have sex with dead people and animals. and priests, so I may have a new repertoire when I come back.
Rascals, huh?
Yeah. Farewell show for us, Steve.
My farewell show.
Oh, farewell. But.
I will wear my pants so tight you can see my camel toe. My big camel toe gash. You're going to wear a jumpsuit like me? Like Celine?
I love this thing. Wait, is this it?
My hip bones look like two giant icebergs that sunk the mighty ship Titanic, killing many aboard. But there were some that lived on. Those are the survivors.
What, Mark is up.
I always wanted a catchphrase, Stephen. I got one.
You're not going to believe it.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
There's a guy with a crane truck right out in front of ABC.
Right.
Is willing to hoist anything for the right price.
Hoist anything for the right price?
Yeah, like me on a string or something. I could.
On a string.
So you put like the wild sign on a piece of wood.
So what do you have in mind?
Well, we're trying to. Joe was negotiating to see what kind of price he was going to pay.
$80.
He said he's going to try and give me $80, and we're going to try and rig the wild sign so that it will get lifted up in front of the window here at ABC.
But we got to get ABC on so we know what the shot looks like.
Yeah, let's get ABC on
for the 6 o'clock news.
You're going for the national exposure tonight.
We're trying. We'll see.
All right, it's on.
These guys look like they're just about done with the crane work, so they'll be probably thirsty for some beers if we get them a couple 12 packs. Who knows?
Hmm. If you're outside ABC when they go live for the national news, I swear to God, I'll lie.
If I can get a harness,
a harness
would be great.
What are you bungee jumping now?
In reality, Mark, what are the odds?
Me right now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
you're breaking up.
Am I breaking up?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to call you back. We're going to try and negotiate a little bit more here.
All right.
See what we can do.
All right, if you figure anything out, call right back.
Yes, sir.
All right.
What's he doing?
What's he hoisting up?
The big wow sign that he was flashing on TRL.
Why doesn't he hoist up the girl who's going to actually
have lava? Oh,
there you go.
Exactly. I mean, there's probably some kind of safety issue. You know,
man,
the thing topples
safety,
over.
Safety, come on.
Think of the press we'd get if a topless girl falls to her death in Times Square. After Giuliani did such a good job of cleaning up Times Square, we dirty it up with naked dead chicks. Jesus.
Yeah, know what you got to play for Steven because he hasn't been here in a while?
What?
The Soul of Nigga Charlie.
Now, we're still waiting for this.
Yeah, we got the OP Goes to South Central pornos, but we're looking for copies of The Soul of Nigga Charlie.
The 70s black exploitation film, The Soul of Nigga Charlie. And, of course, that was the sequel to just Nigga Charlie, which was the first one. And we welcome both of those because we want to have a screening.
It was such a big hit, they had to make a sequel.
Too many unanswered questions.
I think I got a hold of a copy of one of the two.
Where?
Somebody emailed me, says he's got a copy, and it's available for screening as long as he can come along and hang out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Come on by with the Soul of Nigga Charlie.
So we just got to talk about what day we want to do it and everything, and he'll be set.
A couple of tall boys, a Colt 45, a bucket of chicken, we have a party. Oh, come on, why?
Play the trailer for Steven Lynch, though.
All right, here it is. Actual film trailer from the 70s, Soul of Nigga Charlie.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Black cowboys roam the plains. They couldn't read or write, but they sure could ride and shoot and kill. They were men with soul, men like Nigga Jolly.
That's some music.
Yeah.
Soul of Nigga Jolly. This time, Charlie's got an army behind him. A whole damn army.
Big black army.
Still he's old. Three black brothers outsmarting and outfighting the entire West. Nigga Charlie's on the loose again. This time, he's got his soul brothers with him. So, watch that.
You boy. Nigga Charlie. Mr. Nigga Charlie. Mr. Nigga Charlie.
Presents Chris Williamson in The Soul of Nigga Charlie. In color, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. Nigga Charlie, back. You better watch out.
Now enjoy, right?
stop McClendon Triple, the King Chitter Chitwell Thunderbird Drive-In Theater.
Thunderbird Drive-In Theater.
I remember reading Pauline Kael's review of that in the New York
Times. Yes, yes. 4 stars, I believe.
It,
yes.
She enjoyed it very much.
I loved Nigger Charlie. What a feel-good film Nigger Charlie was.
It took the Palme d'Or at Cannes this year. I'd like to use that as my outgoing answering machine message.
Imagine that, you call.
Hi, this is Nigger Charlie.
That's Mr. Nigger Charlie.
It's me. Leave a message.
Frank, what's up? Frank, real
hey.
Fast, what's up?
I'm driving down on the Cross Island. I'm listening to you guys in Moth. And I freaking end up getting off on the wrong exit. I drive myself an hour out of my way.
You got lost listening to the show today, huh?
Yeah, I was listening to the show. I end up in Lakeville. I don't know what the hell that is.
Ah, right on, man.
I just want to say what's up to everybody at St. James Fire Department. You guys are the best.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Bye. We're seeing if he's going for the hat trick.
Have we looked at the shot of the anchors on this network?
Actually, they go at 6:30, right?
Do they?
Yeah. The national 6:30. Right.
Well, what about the local?
Kathleen, what's going on? Kathleen?
Hello? Hello? Come in, Tokyo.
I was trying to give Steve Lynch a plug. She's going to go see you Thursday night.
Oh, cool.
And that would be at?
Rascals.
Rascals, very good.
Restaurant.
All right, you brought some email in, Stephen Lynch. What's this about?
Just a couple of them. I just wanted to read a couple of them. They're really short.
And our faithful listeners.
Your fans and mine. And
enjoy you and your music here on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, and it's just really cool. I get a lot of these, and I don't always get to answer them, so I figured I'd do it for the listeners today.
Okay.
From some dude named Dragfly. He says, you rock.
That's pretty cool.
That was cool.
Sure. We like that.
You're my kind of guy. Can you tell me where you'd be playing next? I have some friends that would appreciate your unusual look at life. How can I get some of your recordings? Love you on WNEW.
Nice.
I know that she's a fan of yours. Yeah,
cool.
Great. Heard you on the radio and you suck. I think one of your fans. I think
good.
That's a compliment.
That means good. Right? Yeah, that's good.
Songs, ? You suck. All right, maybe not so good. You know you have no talent, so you make fun of the handicap.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Stephen Lynch gets his brain analyzed. How this sick, deranged, sadistic, psycho bastard is permitted to walk free in this society is beyond me. How can you even think of booking him in public places? That was to my agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just got done reviewing the lyrics from Kill a Kill. Just to see the expressions on your little faces, does it make you feel like a man to write such things? Well, I've been in the company of real men. For a very long time, and now I think it is your turn. You're pretty desperate to have to make a living by promoting the infliction of pain on small animals. You're a knuckle-dragging example of de-evolution, and you got your reaction all right. I wish I could be the one to stick dynamite up your ass.
Wow.
Light that fuse and do the world a favor. You need to be extinguished.
I'm noticing a trend with a lot of these letters wanting to do certain things to your ass.
I have taken the liberty of sending your name, email address, and web pages to my buddies in Attica and Rikers so they can come see you and check you out as well. So, again, I just want to say thank you. You guys are great. I appreciate your support. You really couldn't be any more supportive.
You know what amazes me? It seems like there were a couple of letters in there from prisoners and people that know prisoners.
Right.
These are people that are in prison maybe for a killing, rape,
right.
Assault. And whatnot.
Yeah, but that's human life, which is...
Yeah. They're upset with a song.
It's a kitten.
A song about a kitten.
Right, exactly.
Now, you didn't actually need to motivate yourself to write the song by stepping on a kitten, kerosene, and then lighting him on fire, and sticking things up his butt.
Right.
I mean, it was a song.
Just the very notion.
Very upset, right.
Well, they have that right, and...
Can we play another Stephen Lynch song here? Or?
Oh, no. Which one's this going to be?
This just happened to be my favorite.
This is called The Pope Sucks Me. It's a great one. I don't think it ought to cause too much of a
stir. Oh, were you looking through my notebook?
Is that going to be on the new album?
On the new album, The Pope Sucks Me.
And then you can read all the hate mail that came in for this song as well. I'm sure you have a stack of them there.
Actually, those are the only good ones that I found. All the rest of them were actually kind of well written. Those aren't the fun ones.
Obviously, from listeners.
I want to F you in the ass.
Obviously, they were written from the listeners of PLJ.
Sorry, the educated ones.
I mean, you could sit here while we play this song, but I don't think you want to be sitting here while we play your next song.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what the next song is.
I'm not telling you. Do you have to leave?
Are you trying to, are you kicking me out?
No. Do you guys really have to leave?
Very curious now.
I gotta get
what, you got to go?
Yeah, I'm curious, too. It's a song you told us not to play anymore.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Oh, the one I didn't write and have nothing to do with, you mean?
Yeah, that one.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, wait, what's up? Hey, see you guys later.
Way,
have a good day.
Play whatever you want.
If you really have to leave, we'll wrap it up, and then we'll end with the song so you didn't even know we played it.
Played what?
Right, exactly.
Very good.
Do you really have to leave, though?
Yeah, I got to get down to the studio.
Ah, the studio.
The studio.
Look at you.
Short visit from Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, it was. All right.
Maybe you can make it down for a screening of the Zola Nigga Job.
I will be there, man.
All right, so you're playing Rascals tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Give those plugs one last time.
All right, Rascals tomorrow in Ocean Township, and Thursday in, where is it? West Orange.
West Orange, okay.
And my manager's saying the website, too, Stephen Lynch.
Ah, yes, StephenLynch.com.
StephenLynch.com, very nice.
I'm going to post some more of these lovely reviews and emails on my website.
You should.
So you can check them out without all my censoring.
And there's a link to his website off the unofficial website as well.
I should have bought that name, StephenLynch.com, when he first came on.
Yeah,
and then you'd have had to buy it back from me. That would have been cool. But no, man, come on. $1,000.
Right, funny as hell. All right, it's always a pleasure when Stephen Lynch stops by the studio.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Leave, and then I'll start this.
Honestly, like, leave.
All right.
Well, because I know they get pissed off when we play this. He doesn't want any...
Enjoy Opie Goes to Sell Central.
You want to take that one with you?
That's your copy.
Yeah, you can take it.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All right.
See how Opie makes out in the hood.
All right. I'll call with a review.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, please do.
I love that.
Not
since the soul of Nigga Charlie have I seen.
he'll call with a review from the movie.
See you guys later.
All right, there you go, Stephen.
Take it easy, guys.
If you guys are lucky, he'll play this one tomorrow night. It's the Special Olympics.
I thought so.
Uh-huh. We're not allowed to play this anymore because he's trying to go legit or something. So he doesn't want anyone to know that he used to write songs like this.
Too much controversy.
Here we go. We'll be back. Listen to this. It's Stephen Lynch, everyone. Stephen Lynch says he has a nice song for us because he was listening to Corky Steinbrenner a little while ago.
Dog. Just reminded me of a song.
All right. Special Olympics.
It goes a little something like this. Corky.
Hey, girl. Watch them run. Pretty. Watch them fall. Watch them try to catch a ball. Olympics. Special Olympics.
Oh, boy.
Watch them laugh. Watch them drool. Watch them fall into the pool that's diving. At the Special Olympics.
You should take pity.
And I know full well that I will burn in hell. But those guys playing wheelchair basketball gotta be about the funniest freaking thing I've ever seen in my life. At the Special Olympics.
Bad Olympics!
Take it, Corky!
At the Bad Olympics! Oh, you should sing pretty. You can sing at my wedding when I get married.
Oh, my God. Done. Ho, ho. That's right. Unemployment line. Here we come.
Opie and Anthony. We punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show. Still lots of show to go, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
212-757-1027 if you want in. If you have anything for the program.
Drew.
We pulled this show out of our butts today. There's not much going on in the news, Ant. Yeah. Frankie, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Thanks, Frankie.
Man, I'm over here working. I work in a shoe store, man, and, I mean, I'm taking care of this guy, you know. This old guy, he's about 50-something years old. And this guy has one of them wooden legs. Now I'm cracking up so much, he made me take off one of the shoes.
Man, I pulled his whole leg out. I was cracking up so much, man. I laughed so hard that I moved back and I just pulled out his whole leg, and the guy's just looking at me and cracking up. And I'm over here embarrassed with his leg in my hand.
I have a feeling you work at a shoe store, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a guy's there. Yeah. He wants shoes. He's got a wooden leg. You're laughing so hard, you fell backwards and pulled his leg off his body.
Yeah.
That's a first.
I'm serious, man. And the guy's still telling me, don't worry about it. It's okay. It happened before. I'm like, yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, thank you, Frankie.
All right. Y'all guys suck.
All right, bye.
Jesus.
Joe, what's going on?
You guys, did anybody catch the Wheel of Fortune last night?
No.
Okay, well, they had on two Caucasians and the token African-American, MLK Day. Now, they were, it was so blatantly obvious, they were feeding this guy the letters, the African-American, that is, as dumb as a box of rocks. The puzzle was the Hall of Fame inducts Wayne Gretzky, okay?
Yeah.
He gets every single letter except for the D in Gretzky, and he couldn't get it, okay? He's got the $10,000, like, bonus.
Oh, my God.
Give brother a break, okay. Man. It's hockey.
Yeah, that's true.
It goes to the white girl. She spins, and they put the brakes on the wheel, lose a turn. Same thing with the next guy.
Put the brakes on the wheel.
It gets back to this guy now, okay? He spins, it's like $300. He looks over, and he gets the go-ahead. He goes, I'd like to sell the puck, please. The Hall of Fame inducts Wayne Gretzky. Now, he's missing one letter. Wayne Gretzky. He uses his free spin, and he guesses the letter. He doesn't guess the letter. He looks aside. He gets the Z. Come on, guys. They gave it to him, and he ended up winning like $20,000 on that one ball.
That's funny.
He doesn't know. That's the Ebonics version of his name.
That's hockey, though, man. That's like crazy.
Wayne Gretzky.
That's the correct pronunciation.
I wish I heard that, man. I saw that.
It was good. You guys suck.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye. Art has a wooden leg story. Art, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
How you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Excellent show as usual.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
This wooden leg thing the guy just mentioned at the shoe store reminds me of something that happened to me a long time. Actually, didn't happen to me. It was years ago. I used to have a motorcycle repair shop, and one of my better customers had the misfortune of losing a leg in an accident from the knee down, and he was fitted with a prosthesis. And after the normal period of healing and whatnot, he decided to get his bike fixed, and so he was riding again, and he's riding down in Summit, New Jersey on Broad Street, which is like a really pristine, quiet community, and this old ginker pulls out of a parking spot without checking and hits him. So he falls off the bike, and he really didn't get hurt, but the prosthesis comes off. So the old guy gets out of the car, he looks down, he looks at the guy, are you okay? The guy says, yeah, I'm all right, don't worry about it. And then he looks over, and he sees his leg laying there. He says, well, if you're right, whose leg is it? He says, don't worry, it's not my leg. And he says, the guy started to get weak knees. It looked like he was going to pass out.
Oh my God. You know, I think he might have been deaf. He might have been walking on the track.
Oh, hey, you
ever hear those stories of the people that are deaf and they're walking on the tracks and like they never see it coming? Like just you're looking at the horizon and the tracks going down and the train's like right behind you. You just never saw it.
Poor guy.
Like the guy who was hit looking the wrong way down the track?
Yeah, same
thing.
Subway?
Yeah.
Just didn't see it coming.
All right,
not a clue.
I think Alan has more on the stupid guy from Wheel of Fortune. Alan, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm doing okay. the idiot with Wayne Gretzky made it to the final round there, to the bonus round, and the word was library. He had most of the letters, but he could not get the word library. I turned around to my wife and said, of course, he never been in one.
Oh my God. Alan.
Thank you for ringing the bell.
John, you're next. What's up?
What's up, brother, man? I just wanted to add something to that story about this guy on Wheel of Fortune, man.
Yeah.
On one of the rounds, one of the white girls, she says, G up on the screen, right? So the letter is there, so the G's up on the screen. So then they get to his turn, and they go, okay, we need a letter. And he's looking at the screen, he goes, G! And he loses his turn because the letter's already up there. Oh, God. All right, guys, you suck, I suck, we all suck.
All right, bye. Dennis, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
All right.
Listen, I got a friend of mine. He's hanging out talking on the softball.
Hold on.
Away on the softball with these guys, not paying attention to what's going on, doesn't hear a train comes, picks off both his legs.
Are you serious?
Serious. Freaking crawling, trying to crawl across the street, side, doesn't see the other train, hits him, picks off both his arms.
Was he on the phone with Opie and Anthony?
He was on the phone with these guys at RCN.
Okay. Dennis.
Nah, yeah.
You wanted to prank us by saying RCN?
RCN? Nah, I'm busting chops. What?
Are you embarrassed?
No, not at all. Different station, different guys.
Dennis,
why would I be embarrassed?
How embarrassed are you right now that you tried to prank us and it just went horribly wrong?
I go horribly wrong. You guys answered the phone.
Answered the phone and we allowed you to say it and you were able to say RCN on a radio show.
Yeah, different station.
Wow, that's
different scenario. Whoa,
that's oh great.
Huh?
That's great. Is there anything over there worth listening to?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
All right. Bye, Dennis.
Have a nice day, man.
All right. I think we got pranked, Anthony.
I think so. Oh,
funny.
I feel
and
bad.
Then you repeat RCN like five
RCN. Yeah.
Oh. Not going to help them.
All the Opie and Anthony listeners are going to go run over to see what they're doing. What are they playing? Another Boston song? Maybe a little Twisted Sister this afternoon?
Oh.
Mike, what's up? Yeah, they don't even play rock. Aren't they like country or something?
Oh, my God.
They're like, what, like classic hits?
Guys?
Like Neil Diamond stuff?
All right. That was great.
Satan music.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's happening?
You're on the air. What's up?
Listen, how come I never see any African-Americans on that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show?
I don't know. What?
It's tough. It's tough. Also, I got a question as far as...
Wait, you didn't have an answer to that?
I thought no, I'm just curious. I figured you guys had an answer.
No, you know they're not going to give brothers that kind of money, man. Come on.
Well, you know, it just dawned on me last night. But also, ABC, as far as...
You know that a guy, you know a guy lost on that show because he couldn't finish this phrase, duck, duck, blank?
I hear that.
I swear to you. Did you see
that one? That.
It was everyone is at home duck, screaming.
Duck.
I think it was,
it's good.
It's like the $100 question. It's duck, good. Duck, blank. And they even have Goose as one of the answers.
Yes,
duck,
hold
it's on, a drive-by.
I'm letting someone in front of me. Hold on, hold on. Go ahead.
Bye, Mike.
We got time for that.
But they had like duck, duck, A, kitten. Duck, duck. B, horse. C, goose. Or D, whale.
Well,
figure it out.
I'm kind of familiar with it. But I'm not sure. Well, I really don't think it's kitten.
Horrendous.
Yeah, they always have to make up this excuse why they get the answer. Well, you know, I was thinking about this, and I have two to choose from. I think duck or the goose. I'm going to say because once when I was a kid, I had a pet duck, that it's going to be duck.
If that's your final answer.
And the other day, ready
right,
for...
Now you've confused me. Wait.
Ready for this one? The other day, a guy had to use a lifeline for this question. Okay. I swear to you. Blue and yellow make the color...
Oh, my God.
And then they obviously had orange, purple, green.
Yes.
And whatever. He had to pull the audience.
Your final answer.
Just rename that Giving Idiots Money. That should be the name of that show. I want to go on.
Amazing. And you want to try another wooden leg story? The first one went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Joey, what's up?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Come on, Gilman. You whore.
Come on, Gilman.
Bring up the next whore.
This is Nigger Charlie. I have... Actually, this is the son of Nigger Charlie.
All right, Joey. What's your wooden leg story?
This wooden leg story is Nigger Charlie smoking dope.
Oh. What is wrong with me? Do not take any more wooden leg stories. Why? There's so many good ones. Mike, you have a wooden leg story?
I don't got a story. I think it's really disgusting what you guys are talking about. These people with prosthetics. I got a prosthetic. I think it's really disgusting. You guys are making fun of all this...
What?
Listen, don't be like what me, all right?
Have we made fun of one thing, old wooden leg? What do you got? A leg or an arm? What do you got?
I got a knee. I got a plastic knee.
A plastic knee, and the rest of your leg is fine?
No, I got freaking about 12 pins in my leg.
What are you going to do, run after us?
That's not a prosthetic. That's
hey,
not a wooden leg.
I'll come down and I'll bust you up.
Oh, sure.
That ain't a wooden leg, Gimpy. You don't even qualify. You got a kneecap.
I don't qualify. You guys can't even handle spaz. I'll come down and stick my wooden leg up your ass.
You got a kneecap, you lying sack.
You come down here and try to catch me.
I'll come down there, you little homo.
Yeah, try to catch me.
Kick you in your plastic knee.
You're going to kick me in my plastic knee.
Don't stand too close to the oven. It'll melt. Why?
I'm trying to some bitch and stick it up your ass.
Hey, Mike, why a plastic knee? Too many years in front of the glory hole?
Yeah, with your wife.
My wife. I'm not married, idiot.
No, then your girlfriend. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. That's a good comeback. Very good.
Listen, man. Squat. Don't kneel, okay?
All right, pal.
Later.
All right, pal.
I think he was just trying to get on the air.
Yeah.
I don't think he was quite as angry as he wanted to sound, Opie.
Jackie?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
I used to date a guy with a wooden leg. And
what the hell is it, the wooden leg?
Yeah, I know, right? It's like
ones.
Amazing. You'd be surprised.
Yes.
But anyway.
Was that the third one?
It was the middle one. The middle
yeah,
one.
Right? No. No, that one worked just fine. But, no, he was like a real bastard, and he beat me up one night. And he thought I actually deserved it. So anyway, I was.
Well, did he beat you with the leg?
No. Anyway, I was.
God, how convenient!
I was gonna,
having a weapon right there on your leg.
Be quiet and listen.
Like a U-log.
No, so
you be quiet. I'll throw you in the fireplace, you bitch.
Just don't let the train hit.
Come on.
No, so he used to take it off like every night when he went to bed. So what I was going to do was seduce him to a hotel and then steal his leg, so that he didn't have it. And I was going to say, "Bet you're hopping mad now."
That's your hop.
And, or I have a leg up on you. No, he really was not a nice person.
Call Z100 with that story tomorrow.
Yeah.
They would love to hear that.
That's insane. Wax Zanerific. Where the hell's my horn?
Yeah, he should beat her right now.
Are we done with the wooden leg stories, Anthony?
I sure hope so.
Jim?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What about hey.
Dude, your phone crapped out. His phone's gone.
And what are people talking about wooden leg? What is this? The Little House on the Prairie?
Exactly.
What are they made out of wood anymore? What are they whittle it out?
Well, doggies, look at that. Whittled your leg there.
Major
leg. Well, Mr. Drysdale's going to like this. I done whittled him a leg there.
Psycho Mark coming back in the studio. Get him in here.
He brought friends.
He brought, yes, a couple of our listeners. Marky, come on in here. Psycho Mark.
Psycho Mark, once again, a stellar performance. I think you qualify for an Emmy Award for so much time spent on television.
Hey, we're going for it. You know, I think we should.
I'm just curious if they're going to keep all the wow shots in the replay of TRL tonight.
We're going to have to watch.
On MTV. Mark was all over MTV today.
I don't think they could edit it out.
Yeah?
No way.
They'll cube it or something, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I was in almost every single shot, like from the
hell yeah,
dude. We were on for 50 straight minutes as you were on TV.
Yeah, that's what you looked like.
looked like a Smurf,
a blue Smurf with a wow sign.
With a wow sign,
jumping around like a maniac.
Dude, that was hilarious.
It was rare.
That could have been funnier than the Letterman thing last week.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Because, I mean, everyone was calling in going, tell the idiot not to get hit by a truck, because you could just see the trucks just missing you. You're weaving in and out.
It was just like... Yep.
Is that chick going to wow us or what, man?
I don't know.
Is that the one that wowed you?
We tried to wow the station there, except the camera angle was just... It wasn't right.
Yeah.
We need to put her on something higher. And just sort of wheel her by the window.
Wheel her by.
Yeah, because you got to go across the window because
hey. We
can never just go
like
so. She was listening on her way home from work.
Really?
And decided to. She said she wanted to help out the show.
No, it's the only black guy in the studio. It must be Earl.
Some pictures.
You wouldn't be surprised how often I get asked that.
Pictures. If he's listening, I don't know.
you like the pictures?
Yeah, she just looked
the way Earl hung them up.
Did he hang him up or did you hang him up?
I rehung him, yeah.
Yeah,
and
rehung him.
Earl hung him, and it took 6 hours, and I hung him. It took 5 minutes.
So you ran into Psycho Mark out there?
Yeah, I was dropping some stuff off over at FedEx for my job, and I overheard him on the radio saying that he was over at 59th.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me take a little walk over there. I thought it was going to be people, but actually I was the only one. So he was like, hey, you want to wow? I was like, sure.
All right. Rah.
You know how to find them, Mark.
Jesus.
Hey, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Sure, sure.
This is Guerrilla Radio at its best.
Yes, it is. You had a stellar day.
We almost made it a trifecta today.
I know. Almost. The hat trick. Yeah, that would have been nice.
People are suggesting other things for you to do, so.
Oh, great. I can only
imagine. You're in active service now to us, and I'm sure we'll come up with other things for you to do.
And you know you're going to do it, too.
Depends.
You have never said no. You've done everything we've asked.
That's quite insane.
All right. Well, thank you, Psycho Mark.
You're welcome.
Good job. Bravo.
You want a man?
As we go to commercial, Airsick Productions sent in another CD today. They got a song about the Cuban boy, Raff Boy, as we like to call him on this
Raff
radio
boy,
show.
Yeah.
And here's a song called He Floats Good. Check it out.
Wow! He floats good, like a Cuban boy should. He floats good, like he wishes his mother would. Wood sending back. Wow, he floats good, even on a car hood. He floats good, keep steady good. Floats good, like wood sending back.
And Anthony. 107 WNEW.
Drown, Cuban, drown, drown, Cuban, drown, yeah, Cuban, drown, 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 drown.
Guantanamo Bay is just a 5-minute walk.
Years old. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
No, anal is okay.
Trainwreck Radio. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. What a fine show we had once again today, Anthony.
Yes.
A lot of people saying we've had a lot of good shows lately, and they think it's because your penis is free.
Yes, it is.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, my penis is free at last. I'm serious. They're saying I think the reason you guys are doing so well lately is because Anthony's penis is free.
I can breathe. Oh, breathe.
It's amazing what a free penis will do for you.
Breathe, penis. Here it is. Yes, calm down. Calm down.
Look at the scare spaz. Relax, man.
Oh, yeah.
Put that thing away until the show's over, please.
More like...
Ew.
Who am I kidding?
I know we've done a lot of good stuff today, but that could be the funniest thing of the day right there. All right.
Nice use of the buttons there, Ann. Nice use of the buttons.
That's my job.
Little job.
Anthony.
Yo.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, I'm getting inducted to the Hummer Club right now as we speak.
Hey.
That chooch spaz hung up on me.
Well, what's his name, man?
What?
What's his name? Who's doing it to you?
Yeah. Oh, you got me. You got me there. Oh, yeah. You got me.
I love when people... Well, congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you.
All right, man. Have fun.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Hey, can I tell my wife to induct me into the Tuesday?
Did she pop out that kid yet, Chuck?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You're a father?
I'm a father. Scary thought.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Wait, I'm screwing up. I got to give you the party line. Yes, it's the best thing that has ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I am so happy.
I want the kid before the wife. Swear to you.
How do you mean that? Hopefully that sounds a little
funny. Yeah, tell me about it.
Man. Yeah, right.
And let me tell you something. I do have a price. So I don't care. Nah, sex changes after you have a kid, though, man.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's just a lot more lonely. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, sex changes after you have a kid. Nothing else seems as tight.
Come on, it's a little joke. Let me tell my wife, though. Honey, I am horny. I mean, this is Tuesday night.
All right.
You're going to get some.
Take care of Chuck.
There you go.
Ike, what's up?
I was watching Raw last night,
And
there was like four signs for WOW.
Yeah, I saw a few WOW signs
and
on
there was,
Raw last night.
And if you look far in the back, there's a big sign that says Open Anthony Rules.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
When's The Rock going to be on?
We want more on Sunday night at the pay-per-view.
The Rock will be here the Thursday sometime after 5, we have been told.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. You guys suck.
All right, man.
Thank you.
We really should start playing What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today, okay?
All right.
We love playing this game. 212-757-1027. A lot of things to choose from today, right, Ant?
Yes.
Make sure we cover all bases today. Amy, what's up?
Hey, hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, this is proof that stupid people should be shot.
Why?
There's this bar in Jersey that you need to go to or check out on their website because they have live broadcasts on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. And they have, like, local bands that come, and they, you know, this one particular band on Saturday night just does Metallica. So we're there, and everyone's rocking, and mostly people who go to see Metallica, they're headbangers. They go then. So I turn around, and my boyfriend's hysterical laughing. There's two people standing there, dirty dancing to Master of Puppets by Metallica. My boyfriend couldn't help but just to take them by the throats and just threw them into the mosh pit, and they didn't know what the hell to do with themselves.
Oh, wow.
You need to check it out. Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, they're live.
All right.
Really cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Feeling a little gentle toward the end of the show. I think she deserved the train. Remember that when it was as innocent as a little ping pong game?
Now it's
instead of guts being splattered by a few high-powered aerial weapons.
Aerial assault. John, let's start it off. What did you learn on the show today? John!
I learned that Mark has 9 lives.
Yep.
And he used about 4 of them today.
He really
jumping out of the way of cars and ambulances and buses and everything else.
He really did. And the beauty of what Mark did today with MTV, unless MTV pusses out, they rerun TRL. What time? Does anyone know?
11. No, yeah.
Someone find out before we go off the air the exact time. It'll be on again. You'll be able to see Mark in the distance. You'll be able to look out the window and see this huge WOW sign in the middle of the traffic.
Yeah, I couldn't find them on the news. I couldn't keep track of what station you guys were on.
Yeah.
But you guys rock.
Thank you, man. But the MTV thing, I mean, he's throughout the whole hour show. It's not like it was a quick little 10-second Mark thing. He was there pretty much every shot when they went to the studio. We'll find out when it's on before we get off the air. Yeah. Joey, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
All right.
Unbelievable. You keep getting better and better each day.
Thanks.
We're trying.
But tell you the truth, I'm pissing in my pants of what happened at TRL, but I can't watch it. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well...
I think it's either 8:30 or 9 o'clock it comes back on.
Yeah, we'll find out the exact time before we get off, but thank you.
You guys rock.
I think the new bosses have unleashed the Opie and Anthony show. We're getting back to where we were, man.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Before all the restraints were put on us.
I tried getting in yesterday and requesting all what a night for Anthony to do a little song, but I couldn't get through.
Yeah.
Can you give it to me tonight?
Nah, we're just about done with the show, unfortunately.
Yes.
All right, no problem, guys. Take it easy.
Yeah, the new bosses took off those masks from the Silence of the Lambs that we had to wear for like 6 months.
Muzzles.
They finally got all that crap off our bodies.
They used to wheel us in here on the hand truck.
Do you breastfeed, Senator? Toughened your nipples, didn't
it? You guys don't know, for the last 6 months, we've been doing the show completely straight up. You know,
yeah.
On a board.
Strapped to a board.
We just let our mouthpiece go so we could talk.
The dump button was actually connected to electrodes in our ass. So that really hurt when he had to dump out.
All right, let's get back to what did we do on the show today. Hold on, Rick. Tim, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
All right.
I learned today that unless you're Charles Bronson, you can't give a good Hummer.
Oh, there you go.
Peace out, guys.
Very good.
Later.
We don't like explaining what we learned, but...
don't have to explain.
We don't have to explain that one. All right. No. Rick, when is TRL on?
Let's see. It's tonight at 8:30 is TRL Wannabes. I'm not sure what that is, but TRL itself is at 9 p.m.
All right. That's what Mark is definitely
that's
on.
TRL
9 o'clock MTV. Look, we're giving MTV a huge plug.
I know.
So if you're in the production room trying to, like, cube out the wow signs, don't do it. You're going to have a lot of our listeners watching tonight, all right? All right. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Frogger lives on interactive radio.
Very good,
Chris.
Absolutely. Have a good one. You suck.
All right. Bill, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
How you doing, Anthony Albany?
All right.
Yeah, I learned that women shouldn't leave their clams out in the cold.
That's true. Learn that today.
Hey, you guys are the best. Make my days go by real quick.
Hey, thank you.
No one wants their clams freezing.
No, not at all. John, you're next. What's going on?
Yeah, hi. I learned that the more I listen to you guys, the more I like you. You guys are pretty cool. And the more I listen to Mason in the morning, the more he sucks. That's about it.
All right, thanks, you.
Thanks, man. Bye.
He's still there?
He speaks very highly of that guy, though.
Are they still doing that morning show?
I don't know.
TJ.
Yeah, today I learned.
No, I'm serious. I really don't know.
I don't know.
They are?
Oh, my God.
You think I'm kidding, Chuck?
Oh my, no, that's why I'm laughing, because I'm looking at your face and you're dead serious.
It's not a bit.
Are they still doing that?
I get up around 9. I catch a 10:15 train. I don't know. I really don't know what they're doing during the morning show here.
Yeah. Have no clue.
I swear.
If you had more time in the morning, would you tune over?
No. TJ.
Hey, guys. Today, I learned that Psycho Mark should be paid by the station without a doubt.
He's already paid him.
Oh,
money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, guys, I'm going to the Rumble, and I have a shirt that says The Rock plays a rusty trombone.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
You guys are rocking.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye. Steve, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
How you doing, guys? Yeah, I learned two things.
Yeah.
Black people shouldn't play the Wheel of Fortune. And they shouldn't hang up pictures. Have a good night.
All right. I think we're going to rerun in the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow the whole Earl getting really pissed because we abused him for
his picture.
For his picture hanging that took 2.5 days. If you didn't hear it the other day, make sure you're listening 2 o'clock tomorrow or... There, you know, soon after that, okay?
That is tough being a brother, man. I'm telling you.
Adam!
Yeah, what's up, OB?
All right, what did you learn on the show today?
Today I learned that if Psycho Mark had wooden legs, he probably would have gotten killed by a truck.
Yeah.
Not been able to move as fast.
Know how many listeners called in going, oh, my God, I'm scared he's going to get run over.
Yeah, man, I can believe it, man. I didn't get to see it, though.
All right, man.
You guys suck. Take it easy.
Thank you. A lot of good ones today, Anthony. Steve, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
All right.
I learned that in order to truly enjoy your show, I got to convince my boss to install a TV in my work truck. You guys are killing me, man.
Very good, man.
You guys are killing me.
That's all right.
Good. Take it easy.
If you go home tonight, you'll be able to see some of Psycho.
Oh, I just pulled into my driveway. Thanks a lot.
I think at 9 o'clock, TRL, MTV, you'll see some of the Psycho Mark craziness in the background with the wow sign.
Cool.
All right, man.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's so many others here. Tom, what's going on?
How you doing? Learned that I'm still laughing about CBS FM from yesterday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we learned from him.
Okay. Only a couple more here, and we got to step aside. Mike, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Oh, well, hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
I learned that the show is not just for radio anymore. I learned that
Anthony could be a good sidekick for Dr. Ruth on giving lessons on how to give hummus. And I learned to always watch for live broadcasts on TV because you never know what's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you know, this job is, we need more people. We're hoping.
Yeah. I'm going to start getting out there.
We hope we spawn some other marks to do this whenever you see a live broadcast happening.
Keep my eyes peeled for live broadcasts.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All it takes is a wow sign. You see a report in the street. You know, they're live. You just pop on a wow sign.
We could call them Mark's kids.
Mark's
Father
kids.
Father Mark.
Spawning.
Spawning.
Other psycho Marks. Tim, what's up? What'd you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up, guys? I learned that not even TV is safe from Opie and Anthony.
All right,
baby.
Yeah.
Ow.
That hurt.
Jeremy!
Yeah?
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned you never stick hamsters in grass.
It took the show to do that.
I know. That's something you should have learned on your own.
Guess what I found out today?
That's a little scary,
Jeremy. I should put hamsters up my ass. I learned it on the radio. Can you pull this one out, please?
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that L&A ain't afraid to say RCN on the radio.
Of course.
Wow. These people were listening today, man.
Very good. You can even say Baba Booey as many times as you want. We don't care. What is that actually going to do?
Exactly.
I have no idea. What channel is RCN?
I honestly, we're from Long Island, and I couldn't even tell you. Wait, let me think.
I thought they were internet.
I'll give them a free plug if I can remember their... I don't even know. It's not even worth it. Forget it. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
All right, man.
That is great.
Let's end with Jason, it looks like. All Jason, right. What did you learn on the show today?
What's up, guys? I learned that instead of being bored by the news, I can now watch and laugh along with you guys.
See? We never... news has never been as fun as when you watch it with Opie and Anthony.
I just want to let you guys know, too. I know you don't really watch WWF anymore, but you might suspect some more nudity with the Miss Royal Rumble coming up.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I watched the little Raw last night.
I'm not going to lie. I watched a little last night. I got to get prepared for The Rock, who's coming in Thursday sometime after 5.
Yeah. I'm just saying that we saw one pair of cans at Armageddon. We got to see at least 2 in the Royal Rumble.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh. Well, we had a hell of a show today. Hey, Craig.
Hey.
What's up?
You guys finally earned the right. No more you suck sign-offs. It's got to be syndication now.
Syndication now.
Syndication now. Syndication now.
Syndication now.
Syndication now. Syndication now.
You earned it.
Thank you, buddy.
You're on the king of media.
If you boss are in control, you'll be syndicated. Not until they got there. You boss don't know you're in charge of CBS doing all kinds of hijinks.
Once again, we're messing with CBS TV. How stupid are we? All right. Thank you, Craig.
Nice.
All right. Well, the syndication has slowly started. They're playing stuff from us back in Boston there.
So. Yeah, I was reading some emails and stuff, and there were people on the phone lines talking about Boston.
All right.
Very happy to have our voices back up there, Opie.
There you go.
You're already multimedia. You might as well go syndication, man.
We are multimedia.
You're multimedia, man. The only multimedia radio station in New York.
You know, there are days that you need the radio, the computer, and the TV.
Just
to listen to this radio.
To be involved with the show.
So, all right. Chuck, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Opie, congratulations on finding Jesus, getting your eyesight back. That was great.
I think that's helping the show, too. Yeah. I can actually see
you can actually see Anthony's penis now being free, so that's kind of
cool. Oh, yeah. And we should give Chuck a plug. He's trying out for the Radio Chick show. What day?
Friday, man. I'll be here sometime after 11. And Friday night, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club.
All right.
Around 6:30. Thanks.
Thank you, Chuck. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, too.
Opie.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Opie and Anthony.
We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
102.7.